Hey, what's up? What's up? It's your man Sam, host of Just Talking with Sam podcast. Well, Just Talking with Sam podcast. We have a great podcast for you guys. Me and the crew get together and we do something every few months we like to call spoiler shows. And this one is no different. We all sat down and watched the movie Get On Up and we spoil it for you guys. I want to say, if you have not seen the movie with Chadwick Boseman, Get On Up, the James Brown biopic, it will probably be very, very smart of you to stop listening to this podcast right now. Go see the movie, then come back to it. There are a ton of spoilers on this extra long podcast, and there's more content as well. However, this show, before we take a left turn and start getting to, you know, the people here, we talk immensely about Get On Up. This is the spoiler alert. There's a lot of spoilers for the movie Get On Up. So, with that said, you have been warned, and we're about to get into the show. But before we get into the show, we got to pay some bills. I want to say thanks to all the people who went to SamShowNation.com, who came and hit the donate button. By doing that, you guys give back to the podcast. This has always been a crowdsourced podcast, and by going to the donate button, you guys give so much. You knock out server space, you get new mics, give us a chance to do a lot of cool stuff on the podcast, and we thank you for it. If you haven't gone to SamShowNation.com yet, hit the donate button, or you really want to, go to SamShowNation.com on the homepage, current promotions page, hit the donate button, and give whatever makes you feel like a good person. Also, if you want to show your love to the podcast, you can always go to the Sam Show Nation store, pick up t-shirts, stickers, archived episodes, or you can get the free iTunes app for all my Apple people out there. It gets you behind the scenes of the show. You got a lot of the option to subscribe, rate, and review. All of our social media stuff is there. If you are not an Apple person, you can always get us on Stitcher or TuneIn or any or just Google Just Talking with Sam. No G in talking, Just Talking with Sam. You guys can get all the information you need there. You can hit us up on social media, Facebook/Just Talking with Sam. I personally am SamShow11 on Twitter, and you can go to Instagram, Just Talking with Sam, to keep up with the show on the social media level. Well, we have a few sponsors this week. The first sponsor are the good folks at, you guessed it, FinishLine.com. FinishLine.com offers free shipping on a ton of new arrivals. We've talked about it before. School's back in session. NFL's in full swing. College's in full swing. This would be the time to represent your schools, your favorite team, or whatever you would need by going to FinishLine.com. And the best way to go to FinishLine.com is go to SamShowNation.com, click the Finish Line link, and get whatever you need, whether it be team gear, whether it be brands including Nike, Jordan, Adidas, Reebok, Under Armour, Puma. The list goes on and on for all men, women, kids, you know, whatever. Whatever your team is, hey, the World Series is right around the corner. Football just started. College is up and running. NHL and NBA is right around the corner as well. If you want to represent your team and you want to look good doing it, go to SamShowNation.com on the current promotions link. Hit the Finish Line link and get free shipping. That's on us on tons of new stuff there. Our next sponsor are the good people at Mangrate. We talked about Mangrate before, and I have to keep talking about it. What's a Mangrate, you ask? Mangrate is cast iron grilling grates for people who are serious grillers. I talked a little bit about tailgating, and what better way to be a tailgate legend by having the Mangrate? Having a 100% American-made cast iron steel grates, giving steakhouse quality steak, chicken, fish, veggies, whatever you're grilling, set off your tailgate party right by getting the Mangrate. By going to SamShowNation.com on the current promotions page, clicking the Mangrate link, you guys can get a Mangrate and little added bonus. Enter the code JTWS at checkout. get a little bit more off your purchase and get a free Mangrate brush. Keep your Mangrate clean. So whenever you barbecue, get a Mangrate. That's the best way to do it. And quite honestly, it wants Men's Health 2013, 2012, and pushing 2014 Grilling Accessory of the Year. So they speak the praises of it. I am a personal user of Mangrate. Get yourself a Mangrate by going to SamShowNation.com, click the Mangrate link. And last and certainly not least, you can go to Amazon.com right on the homepage of SamShowNation.com. By doing that, you get a chance to get whatever else it is you get a chance to buy. Let's face it, the internet was built for a few things. Shopping is one of them. Only thing we ask you to do, go to SamShowNation.com. Click the Amazon link. It's not going to cost you more money. It may even save you some in the long run. So go to Amazon.com for all your Amazon purchases. Okay, now that we cleared the slate a little bit, if I could talk, what we're about to do, reset these mics and get into the movie Get On Up. Once again, if you have not seen the movie Get On Up, this podcast has a ton of spoilers. So, you've been warned. We'll see you guys in about 90 seconds. This is Just Talk With Sam Podcast, y'all. Just Talk With Sam Podcast. Put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be about it.
I don't know this till like right now. Seriously.
If you're on iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious, if y'all are listening, we never write this out.
Alright, we are back with another spoiler show. We got a group of all stars in here. We got my man Milt. Let's just go around the table. We got EP Tasha. Yeah, great. We got my man Milt from Dad's Barbecue. We was able to pull him out. Go and get the plug for Dad's Barbecue.
Never get
go and get some money in your pocket.
All your catering needs at Dad's Barbecue. Just hit us up anytime. We'll get you with the number
That's
at the end of the
about.
Show.
That's what I'm talking about.
You don't want to give it now when people are paying attention?
No, he wanted to give it to him right when he sauced.
All
right,
fair enough.
555, motherfucking 5555. Call me.
What is it, a televangelist?
Yeah, no problem. His barbecue is kind of holy. I had some Dad's Barbecue. There's some good stuff right there. BK, you have absolutely no... Yeah. All right. You're not giving out. I'm not giving out shit.
I'm not cracking.
All right. And my man... From Real Sports. We can't even bill you from here anymore. Real Sports with Chuck Hosner.
I'm still Sam Show.
Part-time. He's just like, hey, who's recording tonight? No, but please. We don't give you a theme song.
To have a goddamn three.
Three. I'm supposed to. That's not my conversation to have with me. He bad about some shit that happened at home.
Let me interject. You know what is funny?
Hey, fuck y'all.
This nigga was at a loss for words. He couldn't clean
right,
that
couldn't
up.
Even get shit out right.
He looked at me like, nigga, did I say? Yeah, you said it. Yeah, you said that.
That motherfucker had some.
It's raining.
Fuck this show. Would you like to talk about what happened before you got over here?
It's raining. He wanted a threesome.
Nah,
whoa,
man.
Whoa.
See what I'm saying? You ain't got shit. Hey. Nah, but don't frustrate.
I mean, that's what you into. I mean, you know.
All right. Let's start all over. Let's end. What, well, it's
to be a whole different show.
I know. Right. I know. Shit.
Talk about all right. Shit.
Round two. Let's try it again.
Ain't
that
wrong.
Yeah. My man, Ike. Allison Lewis Jr. the third.
You remember the name of Allison?
No. You keep doing that shit. No.
If you had to get Brandon the girl, I thought that was the first
time. Travis.
It wouldn't.
There you go.
It wouldn't.
There you go.
He wouldn't play remember to make it funny. But anyway, my man.
I got one. Brandon.
That's my first name. Oh.
What's your last name?
Yeah, see. Either way, let's give my man a theme song. We finally got one.
If I had to give you a name for a nick. Okay. Yeah. Let's not do that now.
Ike.
Yeah, you know, for some reason, I'm ready. I don't know what it is.
So I'm just going through the shit right now.
I'm on your side, Tasha. When am I not
my man.
I'm always
here. We go. I think so. My man.
Nah.
Go ahead.
Cut this bullshit off.
And he just had the three.
Nah, man, this ain't nice.
It raining men.
That nigga tripping.
Nothing. You're gonna give your social media information.
That really don't even answer the question.
I come with my own things.
Yeah,
I don't want you picking Sam. That's
I'm straight.
Well, you know what? He's raining.
No, ain't nothing raining. Nothing.
That's right, bro.
Nothing.
You know what he's doing? He's trying to make this all less gay. It ain't raining. Nothing. You know, because I'm a man. It's raining women.
They don't even know.
That's what that motherfucker is. Well, but anyway.
It.
All right.
I'll make it.
They quit bullshit because I'm doing Chuck a disservice.
I'll make it fit.
Damn.
God damn.
She said it just got gayer. That's what she said.
Yeah, it did.
She said it got gayer.
Yeah, it did.
Damn. She said it did.
I said
you did not say I was going to be a part of this type of show.
The woman right I didn't think we was. But
you come here often enough. Every show is like this.
I know.
I don't even know why he got that piece of paper.
This motherfucker came out air grievances. God damn it. Told a woman I wanted a threesome. About three song. Yeah.
Theme song, man.
That's what he said. Shit. Fuck this movie. I want to talk about that.
Beyond the point of threesome.
You don't know what goes on in their house.
I'm just
please.
Exactly.
Don't even worry about it.
I'm
just saying.
Y'all married, I guess. Yeah.
I'm saying we beyond that point, Mike. I can't.
Hey, congratulations to you, brother.
I don't know.
Keep on keeping on.
He don't want.
Sometimes, right around
the two-guy threesome. He wants the two-girl threesome.
Nobody wants that. That's the worst.
You want that two-guy threesome?
That's a fair change.
That's not fair. No one can hear you. You ain't on mic. That's
a fair change.
I said you stop talking. That's what we said.
I got to face, and you get to enjoy it.
Excuse me?
I ain't gotta have a goddamn thing except pay taxes and die. Shit, I would say stay black, but Michael Jackson changed that shit.
Yes, it is. Go ahead on with it then.
But anyway, your social media information, because you finna get a lot.
I was wondering what the hell we were supposed to be talking about.
Yeah,
with you.
Man.
We went off topic.
I know.
We trying to plug
left.
This guy. Yeah. Look what happened.
Oh, Dad's barbecue gonna be the shit this weekend, eh?
Niggas coming over to get some barbecue just to talk about you.
They barbecuing at the gay festival. Dad's
you don't even want to give your social media.
Look how they trying to
keep. You know what he's doing?
I ain't never met not one broke gay dude.
Not one.
Oh, that's Sam talk.
Well, see, now I know where you're from.
Brandon?
But,
I lived over
there. Hey, why you playing? Oh. I got a gay cousin.
Nevada.
Hey, why you playing? I got a gay cousin.
But see,
say what you will. That motherfucker throw a goddamn picnic.
Hey.
I mean,
that is.
They good at getting shit coordinated.
But, you know.
It's like.
Hey. That
I mean,
but anyway,
Sam, let's get
social media information. Go ahead.
Sports Talking Ike. You know, that's the IG, the Twitter. And then realsportspodcast.com, sports with a Z.
Alright.
Check us out on iTunes and Stitcher. And tune in app coming soon.
It should be last
real
week.
Professional.
Alright, either way. Here it is. One day we all get together. We only do this like every couple months or something. We like to call it the spoiler shows. We all sit down and watch a movie. From start to finish, we're going to talk about this movie. Movie is Get On Up, starring Chadwick Boseman.
Get On Up.
Get On Up, Bob.
Show it is. With Chadwick Boseman, the life.
Get On Up.
You know, life story of James Brown.
Get On Up.
Nah.
Get up.
I have to say to the listener.
I'm going
to
keep going if you keep on.
Go ahead.
I'm motivated.
Now, I have to say this to the listener. If you have not seen the movie, Get On Up.
My grandma cooked some lasagna.
If you, I'm just staying on track. Staying on track.
Right, yeah,
if you have not seen Get On Up,
why didn't you
if you're going to see Get On Up,
It wasn't that much.
Stop listening to this podcast right now. Yeah. If you was going to go see it,
start over.
If you, what?
We can't start over. Just
because your ass wouldn't pay attention.
This ain't the choir.
All right, here it is. One last chance. You got 5 seconds to turn this shit off. If you have not seen Chadwick Boseman, get on up.
That nigga
about
was dancing
to spoil the entire movie. All right. If you're still listening at this part, this all
like a loving machine.
Here it is. All right, here
get up! That's what I'm talking about. What you say about?
Got help from the back.
I know you better get down from standing on my couch.
Here it is.
Get down. Get on down.
I was gonna let y'all sing, so I go ahead and get a refill real quick. I mean,
big boy, like that, just like that.
So let's just let
I'm just gonna let y'all sing so I can run to the refrigerator.
Hey, you hits up? Right quick for BK.
Oh man, I think one of my favorite James Brown.
What's your favorite?
Hey, hear me out real quick. What's big that payback song, man? I don't even think it's a title to this song.
And it's a man's world.
Oh, man's world was good.
Well, I disagree, but still.
I saw I Am Legend. Life went on.
I kind of understand.
Next time I go to karaoke, I will be singing that song.
Everybody's saying that because ain't nobody at this table no virgin.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
You from Nevada.
God damn.
That don't mean nothing.
I know your upbringing.
I know your upbringing.
Sam, you know I love you.
My drink ain't getting no food.
Sam, you know I love you, and I love your wife.
You come back there
when he met her.
My drink ain't getting no fool. You sit there. I'm a virgin. My son running around. I'm a virgin. I did.
Brian, get
out
your mouth, please.
So anyway, if you're still paying attention, we finna go down to get on up and talk about the whole movie. Here go the deal with this. Man, read the plot from start to finish. At any given time, y'all want me to stop, just say what y'all got to say. All right, cool.
Yep.
Cool. Just like we spoil any other show. Get on up.
We gonna be here all day.
Oh yeah, hell yeah. Because I got some stuff to say about James Brown. I don't stop myself.
Go ahead.
No. I'm just gonna read it because they didn't play a couple of my songs I wanted to play.
Go ahead.
All right, here it is. This is only 2 pages. Watch this shit go for 2 hours.
I believe it.
Why James Brown shit only 2 pages?
Because it's just the plot of the film. That's it.
And everything else we
cover.
The Titanic plot on, I bet you shit's a novel.
No, here goes.
I guarantee you, if I was to write the Titanic plot, it'd be just a few sentences. Words.
Get off the boat. Oh my God, you didn't? That's your ass in the movie.
Damn. That's it. Damn.
Fuck that boy falling in love.
We going back. Come on.
Yeah, anyway, get on up. Here we go.
Bye.
All right, you said stop.
I said bye.
Oh, my bad. Anyway, film open up. James Brown, he's walking in the underground hallway. You can hear the audience chanting his name and his comeback show.
He can hear the voices of the people, and
he starts thinking about all the people throughout his life.
I'm sorry. That man had
cool. Here we go.
That
see,
had to be
I have two senses. That's how I know.
I got a cool strut on myself. But man,
back when I was getting relaxed, I did like that perm he got.
Oh, and that's called a conk.
Relax.
Yeah, he had a conk.
A CONK. That's a Malcolm X.
With that burgundy red suit.
Man, at the end when he was walking down the hallway.
In the beginning when he was walking.
This whole movie is out of order. At the end.
Yep.
Man, that was a cool walk. He must have been walking for about an hour.
Jesus Christ! If you missed that first part,
that wasn't a long walk.
I ain't seen
that was a long
part.
Walk.
We haven't seen the movie.
But we already gave him all the chance. We gave him all the chances in the world.
I passed on James Brown to go see Damn Ninja Turtles.
Okay, you got kids, right?
All
right.
So here it is.
Go ahead, Sam. We're listening.
This is the second sentence. It is. All right, so back he started thinking about 1988 in Augusta, Georgia.
With his mama, with his daddy?
Nah, that's the part. I'm just going through the movie.
Are you going from beginning to end?
Beginning to end.
Okay, go ahead on
that. Like, we watching the movie, but we ain't got that much time. Anyway, he thinking about when James learned that he was in the strip mall and some woman used his bathroom without his consent. He confronts the woman, forgives the woman, and then he accidentally fires a shotgun, bringing the police along.
Good God!
What do you mean that wasn't no accident? When he shot that shotgun, I didn't know! That was an accident.
He looked surprised as hell to me. I know, if I shot a gun.
I mean, throughout that whole movie, he did some cold shit, crap. And then he didn't blink.
You know, one thing about him during the movie, I can say, he was always mild-mannered. He was. He never really, like...
What James Brown movie what did y'all watch?
When he slapped the shit out of Jill... I'm sorry.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, like... It took a lot to get... Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
No, he slapped the shit out of Jill Scott.
Jill Scott, because the white man was looking. She didn't know.
Let's get there.
I know everything my wife put on before she leaves, even when I ain't at the house.
How you know you're not
there? I want to reach over to shake your hand.
That's right there.
I expect that's
control
of the woman.
That's right, because you expect that.
I can say that, but.
You know your wife don't.
But that's
what the hell? Then he wouldn't say it.
Tasha
always saying.
Do you understand?
You know I understand.
All right, then.
How long I been knowing you? 22 years. I just did the math.
Here it is.
Brandon, no, you
didn't. I did. The math.
You know,
fuck you.
I'm tired of y'all ruining funny.
I'm sorry.
Hey, what sentence are you on?
Three.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Here it is. Alright, during that time after he forget a woman, he thinks back to 1960 when James and his man decided to travel to Vietnam to a show to support the black troops, where they was put on a well-received show. Now,
we gotta take the hot, heavy funk to the cats over there.
There it is!
Yeah, indeed.
Like,
hold on, bro.
Now, if you want to talk about mild manner, that's when he was playing about the crash. James was like, hey, you don't get this part
No.
Now, in 1960, I ain't see the movie. In 1960, he had a band.
What you want to
and they sent them to Vietnam to put on the show. They didn't put them niggas out there with no guns in Vietnam.
Well, they had a military escort and all that other good stuff.
I mean, in 1960, he was popping that bag to where they was like,
James Brown, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, I know he was I'm just me, my mind. I'm on some Vietnam shit.
I understand you that. I understand you that, brother. By all means, I understand that.
But they do that shit now. Whoever the hot person is now, there's
Yeah, that's because now we got different rules. We don't ain't drafting, and they ain't throwing motherfuckers out there on the front line just to get shot down.
We ain't drafting yet.
Well, yeah, not yet. But, you know, back then I knew what was going on.
So this time next year,
it just was, you know, okay, I got you.
All right. So anyway, put on a good show for the troops. Totally just kind of fucked over that sergeant who was just like, well, you're only supposed to do an hour and some change. He did what, 2-3 hours?
You know who I liked in that movie?
Who?
Dan Aykroyd.
Oh, we'll get to that. Okay. We'll get to okay. Benny Bart.
How far was I up? Dan Aykroyd was the manager.
We right.
Yeah, the Ghostbusters.
All right. We there. All right.
The Ghostbusters.
So now in 19... he said, on his way to the stage, he thinks about 1939, James, raised in the woods by his parents whose marriage was fought with financial struggles, sexual abuse, sexual
ambiguity.
I don't want to say ambiguity. No, it's abuse.
I thought you were going to say
sexual abuse. And just, no, sexual abuse and regular ass.
See that? That's about the comment I was about to make.
Yeah.
His mother was a whore?
No, his mama wasn't a whore.
Hold on.
His mama wasn't a whore until after she left.
After she got put out. When it's in you, it's in you.
No. I said before. His mama was a whore before because.
Not for everybody.
Hold on. His mama was a whore. His mama was a hoe before. Because
I was waiting on you to say something about that comment.
Because he looked at her right before he smacked the shit out of her. He was just like, I'll put you back where I found you. So that kind of like throw.
Put you back on the track.
I'll put you back on the stroll where I found you.
I still disagree. I don't think she was a whore before the movie.
I mean, it's arguable to say. To say, because we wasn't there. The movie ain't about her. It's about James Brown.
When
he said, I'll put you back where I found you, and then in the next scene, they showed she came from a hoe house. I mean, one can.
Not really.
He slapped
on the porch.
She jumped on the porch. Nah. He slapped the shit out of her. And
that don't make her a hoe. That just make her like
abuse.
Not abuse. That it's like kinky.
Kinky sex. Like
that's all that is.
But we talking about what year is this?
1939. No.
Fucking kinky sex wasn't out yet. She like get slapped the fuck up.
No, kinky sex was out there.
Kinky sex was out.
Kinky sex been out there. Kinky sex was out in the Bible.
I mean, just beat no motherfuckers ain't kinky sex to me. But kinky sex just went kinky.
Black women just liked getting hit.
and that turned her on. True. Just like some women, in this day, they like to get, it's like they have, what you call that? They argue with their man just to get them to have sex with them.
But it's arguable to say that she could have been a hoe because
like my boy Paul.
he kept referring to where he came from. Yeah, and because every time she got out of line,
church, ain't too many motherfuckers saying I'm gonna put you back where I found you.
But every time she got out of line too, he'd be like, "You want to go?" And he'd talk about where she came from. So it's arguable.
And just because she was over there with them,
it don't mean I'm just saying it's arguable.
Yeah, she was over there with them.
Yeah. So, yeah, she was a hoe before.
I haven't been over there. She was over there with them sailors. She was a hoe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You see how everybody agreed to, you know, shit. I was amazed that we say the same movie. Shit. So, I know. This is like fifth sentence. I know.
Well, anyway, we keep stopping and talking about stuff he ain't even gotten to yet.
Yeah.
That's what
I know.
That's what it is.
So, anyway, after all of that, I can skip like a couple sentences. He grow up, and they talk about where he meet Bobby Bird out of jail, they became the Famous Flames.
That's the man.
So,
I didn't know, really. Did you know that they put an album out?
Yeah.
It's a gospel Christian album.
Yeah.
And they sang it on there, too.
Well, they talk about that in the movie. It's two sentences that talk about that in that movie. Remember, well, fuck it, since we're skipping all around.
No. I ain't going to interrupt you no more. Go ahead.
I was just going to talk about the gospel thing. The Famous Flames came out with a gospel thing because he said, we just playing around. That album we cut, we was talking about singing about the Lord. When we do Caledonia, we just playing around. They were so worried about the gospel album. You remember when they
took that?
Yeah.
Talk about when they walked in the club and Lil Richard was
there.
Yeah,
it is. Lil Richard was playing. So anyway.
Lil Richard.
His friend.
Mr. Bird.
Yeah.
He did.
Why is it saying something about the read? Whose family sponsored his release from juvenile prison and the penalty paid by stealing the suit. James lived with the Bird family and became lead singer of Famous Flames. And it was 1930 something. I mean, like,
gave that nigga 5 years.
Shit, he was lucky for 21.
Littering.
You looked at me cross-eyed. Life.
Stole a suit. Yeah.
Stole a suit, yeah.
Last 20 years.
That must have been, that must have been one hell of a suit. That nigga was running up the mountain.
It wasn't that good of a suit.
It had to be.
Stole a suit.
It had to be.
He was just black. It was just like, you look at me cross-eyed. Life. That would have been it.
They probably want a lot of black folks with suits.
Hey, on top of
nice
that,
suits.
You do that stuff right now, they'll send your ass.
Well, shit, he did do some dumb shit. He broke into the car in front of the police. Like, the cops are right there.
But James Brown had that much swag, though.
But James Brown didn't strike me as a motherfucker who didn't give a fuck.
Well,
I'm going to do what I want to do when I want to do it.
That's what I'm talking about.
And you either going to throw me in
and
jail.
And you know what? I'm glad you said that.
You know what?
Because that song was not in the movie. That I don't want nobody to give me nothing.
Open up the door.
I can open up.
But,
shit, do
but,
I got
no, no, no. But I'll tell you one thing that comment on what you said. Almost before every song in a James Brown concert. I wish your daddy was here.
There it is. Here it is. You know what? Just say what you want to say. It's like, I don't want nobody to give
James
me nothing.
James Brown, he had the coldest statement ever before he performed.
He would always say,
give me nothing.
Now, I'm telling you.
No.
He would say something
I get it myself.
He would say, do y'all want to see me do my thing?
I don't want nobody.
That got to be the coldest statement I've ever heard anybody say. For me to be bold enough to ask you, do you want to see me do what I do? Damn what you do and damn what them other famous niggas do. You want to
see
what,
me do?
And then, not only do you let me do it, you want to see it, but you like it afterwards? Man, please. Yeah, I was James Brown. I would have stole that suit. Yes. If I'm saying something like, I steal a suit too.
But you know what, though? It's different stuff that goes on through life that transforms people into. That suit stealing incident probably was a
opportunity. Bullshit, yeah. Yeah. He would have never
was a pimp.
But how many?
When he gave a little rap, he was just like, "Hey, I know I'm doing that thing with your sister, but that's natural. Man, go fuck."
And then he said, then went up on him. Mr. Bird was about to go to sleep.
Yes.
And then Mr. Bird said, "Well, what about my sister?" He said, "Me and your sister still get down every now and then." He was talking to some other girl. He was upstairs banging his sister.
He said, "A man gonna go after a woman because that's natural."
Man, I still gonna harmonize.
Yeah.
Harmonize.
Yeah.
We gonna harmonize.
Oh, God bless him.
Because I love her.
Yes, indeed.
Yep.
I'm like,
if you still listen to this show and haven't seen this movie, this is all your fault.
Yeah,
All right, here it is. Let me finish the sentence.
You hear what I said? All right.
In 1964, Magic Ben Bart. All right, that's when he met Ben Bart.
I promise y'all he heard what I said.
I know. Magic Ben Bart. I would like to read, motherfucker. Well, like,
wait, walk in.
Ben Bart convincing him to let the Rolling Stones close the show.
That was a good scene, too.
Instead of the famous Flames. Now, the Flames upstage the Rolling Stones.
Indeed.
Then after that, when James Brown was leaving the stage, he looked at the Rolling Stones and said, "Welcome to America."
That's right.
And James Childhood.
Was that, hold on, let me interject. Was that not the coolest exit?
Yeah, it was.
Ever?
Yeah. And I like the Stones.
When he strutted off the stage, yeah, after all that dancing Chadwick did, strutted off smooth as hell,
he said,
we had to
walk
go
to America.
And he said, "Welcome
look,
to America."
Look, Mick Jagger right in his eye.
And
welcome to America.
Mic drop, though. That's better than any mic drop.
Indeed. Indeed.
No, here go the cold part. That got me.
He's still a hell of a, well, he was a hell of a performer, but he ain't got nothing on James.
Here go the cold part before that. Before when, like, he, Dan Aykroyd was trying to convince him to give up his spot, he said, he said, "Come on, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go." He was just like, Mr. Bird, and then he just said, he was like, "Look, for me to give up my spot, that means I have to give up my soul. And I don't feel like giving up my soul. So, come on, let's go. They paid for a show, and when you finna pay for something, you ain't gonna get. So, give him a spot." And then everybody.
You busy.
Everybody had to get up and leave. Like, that was the shit. And it was to the point, if it was within an hour of showtime, you had to pay James Brown's secretary at least $20 to talk to him.
You saw Dan Aykroyd.
Now this is like $19.50. So $20 could buy a house back then.
James Brown fined everybody for doing anything. You got a $20 fine.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. If I would do that.
He was on a plane and he cussed.
I would fine
you.
You
in the middle of a plane crash.
Because you know.
Yeah.
My ship got to run tight. And if my ship ain't running tight,
I hit you
in them pockets. Because guess what? That's the only thing you know.
And
cussing and hollering and shit. Don't guess what? When I start taking that money, bet you gonna straighten up fast. Cause if you ain't got no money, you ain't getting no honey. So you
pause the show. Now I got you. I don't know how to follow that.
But guess what though? This a lot of shit James Brown was doing in his day should translate.
Are you sure you didn't see this fucking movie?
I didn't see it. But guess what? It's just natural. Come on, my man BK here. I fuck with him, but he can't be fucking around. He busy too much. But guess what? That's why shit doesn't work in other areas of the world. Sports. Guess what? Motherfuckers get their money. They know no matter what I do,
I
want to
let them keep talking. I want to let them keep talking.
Let them go.
Yeah, I want to let them go.
Sam got to get
back to
the show. But guess what it is?
No, go.
If you don't do the shit that's set forth that I tell yous to do, guess what? I either want my money or get your ass on. It's somebody else to replace you that's going to come do what the fuck I say do. When I say
do. As you will see in the movie.
Dance barbecue, motherfucker. DanceBarbecue.com.
I'm gonna introduce you, my sister.
Jesus Christ. DanceBarbecue.com.
No, he can't be my sister. They would be going at it.
Why? No, we won't. That's, but
you get ribs to the side of truth.
But it's just like they saying a good show. See,
you carry this for like 2 seconds, right? Shit, you
go ahead, son. I'm back to get it on up.
Motherfucker.
You know,
I don't know how to follow it.
I know how you know.
What's this shit? What's this shit?
But see, Sam, it was just something to go along.
No, you with it, but I know what I'm about to say.
I'm going to have to buy you another bottle.
What's that?
It's, well, here.
I know. No one can follow that shit. Fuck it.
That was it?
Yeah, it was Captain Moore.
James is left. We'll work with his aunt Honey, and then at her home, he attends church with
you
a
want
choir.
You want a nose in your mouth?
At age 17, James steals a suit. We already talked about this, and is arrested for, and receives a 5 to 13 year prison sentence. In prison, like I can't follow that shit. Like it's hard because
Hold on.
I don't even want to look.
Let's pause here.
Yeah.
Recap, please.
I mean, we informative, but we also kick knowledge.
I understand. I'm with you on that.
We kick
only
it.
Only grown
at that
man can do that.
Where
I can't follow.
It's just like
yeah.
It's just like back in the. It's just like when you go to get a job. And the first fucking thing you get is a paper that outlines your job fucking description.
Yes, indeed.
It says you do this, this, and that. So guess what? When motherfucker come with something, that shit ain't in my description. Guess who don't do it? Mm-hmm. It just say I do this, this, and this. It didn't say I jump from the motherfucking roof. But guess what? That is what it is. And if you don't do what you supposed to do on your job, but I kind of like you, but I got to get through and make you understand I'm the authority figure around
you
there.
You took what I was about to say. I was about to say that. Because this could say do this, this, and this. But guess what? I make sure you get your check. So guess what I'm going to add on now? And guess what? You're going to do it.
You're going to do it. I mean, that's just what
you
it
better
is.
Do it.
And if you don't, guess what?
All right. I know somebody else who will do it.
In these days, in those days, I'm going to give you 3 days off to think about it. Motherfucking 3 days off. Nigga, I got rent. I got mortgage. I got car note.
Kids.
So guess what? Kids, triple goddamn time.
Yeah, you had to stud on that one, brother. I'm listening to you. Go ahead.
They cost.
Who you telling? Like, look at that one.
Guess what?
I got a Sam something in that house.
BK, you remember, you know, when you go
I'm sure something is broken now.
You know, you go get a car, they tell you $300 for how many ever months it's paid for. Guess what?
Yeah.
They ain't never paid for.
I don't give a fuck who
it
you
are. It keep going. When they's 50, BK, and you old them up, guess what
gonna
be?
Going.
Daddy, I need some 10.
I don't give a fuck who you are.
Or you just being a good daddy, you going to give them something. Because I know what it is. I know where I came from. And you always want yours better than where you came from.
Indeed, you are 110% right. But I've already told my sons, I'm not giving you shit.
Oh,
that's how you do it. Well, guess what?
No, y'all knew that was a joke. But
you're
100
say,
on that.
But we know
but you know
in
how
the
that.
End, we all
when
these
boys get their driver's license, they already, I'm about to buy my car. Me and Sam already talked about that. But with all our kids.
Of course, because guess what? That's
but they ain't going to know I'm doing that.
No,
but
that's real, father.
Yeah, but they could already have a car.
That's good stuff, though. But yeah, you got to do what you're supposed to do. Or they hit you where it hurt.
This is the best commercial fucking get on up I've ever heard about.
They hit you in your pocket.
That's the own means, though. Did James
and
not
this
talk about
this? Did not see the movie. That's
what this
is.
Not
but
what that
right.
Is that not what that Twitter
right.
Was about, though?
Because I've been around for 36 years, and guess what? They do it now. Either they hit you in your pockets, or they hit your freedom.
Nigga, you 36?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They hit your pockets, or they put you behind them bars.
I never would have guessed that. I thought you was like...
Black don't crack, motherfucker.
It don't.
Oh no, I'm 24 in natural years.
You are 24.
No, 24 natural years, 36 years in life. I get that. My uncle said that before. My uncle said that. I get that. My uncle said that before.
Might be the oil of Olay. I don't know.
Fuck it. All right, cool.
I like that.
Cool.
Lord, I like
after
that.
After all that cool shit, you said that I could come right back. All right. So anyway, Bobby invites James to join the household. Years later, James joined the gospel group. Then they put on the show as the famous Flames at the club following his performance of Little Richard. Another flashback in the movie where James' childhood show him and another other black kids forcing the boxing match while the band plays. See, that right there inspired James Brown's love for funk music.
Yeah.
And James Brown win the match.
Yeah, he do.
Anybody want to talk about that? Yeah, he ain't really got it. It's not really the biggest scene in the movie, but...
the biggest scene in the movie, but I'm going to tell you what I think with the... But see, I keep on messing up your senses. Go ahead, baby.
No, you can't. You can.
The only thing I had with that whole scene, as far as it just appeared... out of the blue, you see these 7 men with marks on them fight. And I'm just trying to figure out, like, is this something that was done back in the day? Like, where? Because I was, because I was under the impression, how did he get to this fighting scene when I thought he was with that lady, his auntie or auntie or something like that? So it's like, how did it skip to all of a sudden he's fighting?
She put him up to it. All right.
Oh, so. Yeah,
because
it never. No, it never was. Only thing that you seen his aunt doing was making him like go out with the big man, doing the prostitution, getting the girls.
You gotta pay attention.
I never seen where.
All right.
Show him doing.
I get what you're saying, but you gotta pay attention to what's going around. You was paying attention to James. Remember, all those dudes had girls around them. Where them girls come from? It's auntie. And then my man with the overalls, the big, what was it, Big J, Big whatever his name was.
You talk about the lady that his daddy dropped him off to.
Yeah.
That was a whole house.
Exactly.
She talking about the fight scene. Remember when they put the numbers on the kid's chest so they could fight?
That was boxing.
Was his auntie a madam or was
madam? His mom, madam. His auntie was a madam.
How was this the mama's sister?
We don't know who this was.
We don't know.
I think that
I want to say it's a daddy's sister.
I want to say it's his daddy's sister or his daddy's, so or daddy's aunt.
It's somebody on the daddy's side.
It's a fair shake to say the mama was a hoe. Because if I'm a me and my sister run a whole house, one of them hoes is mine.
Hey,
back then.
That's killing your whole thing about her being a hoe.
If my sister ran the whole house, back then, in there every day.
Back then. Right now.
Back then, tomorrow, yesterday, next week.
Oh, wait. Throw your social media information. Just say anything. Just throw your social media information.
Hey man, I'm chilling, dog. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't gonna push Real Sports this time?
RealSportsPodcast.com.
There it is. All right. I want you to get your chips, man. I want you to get a little. Hey
man, my chips and dip, my dog.
All right, man.
Because where did all those other little kids come from? Because it looked like he was the only little kid.
Well, you got to think. He was the only kid that we paid attention to or cared about. It's his movie. But you got to think. They didn't have, condoms and shit like that, prophylactics back then, so kids had to go somewhere. And that's why Aunt Honey was, super cool with taking in the kid.
Okay, so you saying, I'm going to have to watch again. Aunt Honey had stuff to do. She's the one who sent them to do that fighting with the white people.
Yeah, because they whole job was
all black folk send other black folk to go fight white folk. What are we talking about?
I don't want to tell you. I don't want to tell you.
Hold on a second.
I almost don't want to tell
them. Y'all talking like this is brand new.
Right.
I'll fight a white dude right now.
They had the kids fighting each other.
I almost don't want to tell them what's going on.
I know the thing you're talking about.
Okay. No, what was it? The white people had the niggas fighting the niggas?
No, it was just a mansion.
No, it was black.
But what they did, they had all the little kids kind of like in a battle crack fighting each other. Yeah, you had to fight one-handed.
Right. True combat.
Cracker ass cracker.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. So now we're in 1950.
Cracker.
With James and James and Bobby, they met an agent from King Records, where the Flames, they had their first song, the James Brown, Please, Please, Please. Now, here's what's interesting. They only played a piece of that song. A lot of the songs was left out. So they played James Brown, Please, 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 with King Records. And then they start mocking James Brown because that song is really one word. It's just James Brown saying please, yeah.
Just please.
All he's saying is please.
All he's
going to
say is please.
But that's the thing. That was a good ass.
But you know what? I was talking to a white dude at my job about that song. Cause he's seen it. He's seen it more than me.
Okay.
He's a James Brown fan to his heart, white dude. Okay. Now, but he was talking about, and he had made a valid point, real valid point, and I think it made so much sense. I think he black a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I want to hear what his.
Okay,
please.
Let me tell you what he said. We was talking about that same scene when James was always saying that please, please don't go.
Right.
He said Ram. James said that. What's the difference between what he said? Go get yourself on that couch. Get up on that couch.
God damn it.
Hurry up. Is that on the show?
I'm not in it.
But he said this, though. He said, what's the difference between please, please don't go and what we hear right now?
I can tell you. Better musical selection. Yeah, horn section.
As far as lyrically wise, I'll break down the same thing. Not just music and melody, of course, it's different beats. You know, right. We upgrade, you know, all that, you know, synthesizing, all that good stuff. But James Brown, he did have one of the coolest bands out there. But as far as what he said,
as far as lyrics,
what these niggas say now,
here's one of the difference. Here's the difference. There is no difference. The problem is...
That's what he just said.
...is laziness with, auto-tune and shit like that, where James actually took the time to say please.
He made his music.
7,000 times.
He made his music.
Where you can say...
Let me tell you what it is. You said laziness, but guess what? It's stealing. These motherfuckers just sit back and steal. Like I used to hold that suit.
Go!
Like I used to hold that suit. Guess what? I might as well sit back and steal his shit from 1950. So in 2014, I can take his please, baby, please. And I can say, please, baby, don't leave. Don't go. Daddy, leave.
Nigga still begging, though.
Hey, you're right. Because
there go.
Number one song in America right now is Nicki Minaj, Anaconda. As we are taping this.
That shit horrible.
You just took a Sir Mix-a-Lot song.
Let me tell you something right now. That song is horrible.
The song is horrible.
The video.
But the video.
That's
it.
Video.
I mean, she could have just made the video with no fucking lyrics.
That's it.
I promise you, Target sold out of lotion that day.
But, what?
No. But you gotta think.
No, wait. I got this one. Hold on, wait. Let me get this one.
Nicki Minaj is smart. Ain't no doubt about that. She know niggas like that ass.
Hey.
And she know niggas will watch.
Let this be said though. Shout out to Nicki for throwing Detroit out there.
Yeah, she did.
You know what I'm saying? She know where to get it.
Where
right
she
at.
Do that at?
She said it in the song.
Yeah, in the song.
Y'all niggas listen to the song?
Yeah. I live with a woman.
So I heard it the shit the first time.
Hold on, wait.
The only reason I know that some of the lyrics to that song is because of Sir Mix-a-Lot. That's my godson. I expect nothing less.
That's right. Where he at?
Nothing less.
I didn't know that.
Where he at?
I didn't even know how he got.
Well, yeah, he gotta get a high five. He actually deserves a drink for that.
I wanna give him
17 more years. We're going up there.
As soon as he turns 18, I'm giving it to him for that. Just for that.
Hey, man, back in, I know it's like 2050, but back in 2014, your mama told me that you went on YouTube and found Nicki Minaj.
Good work, man.
Yeah, but see, my thing is, what did you do? Looking guilty.
All right.
My thing is, first off, you have to remember how cultural changing Baby Got Back was at the time. Sir Mix-a-Lot put ass out there front and center.
You can say that, yeah.
It was controversial.
It was controversial.
He put ass front
because that was right in the middle.
He came back to the girls that don't have big butts.
You're right. I'm down with that. Yeah.
Two Live Crew did a lot of raunchy shit on stage. But when he came, the song was just about ass. And guess what? Not to be racist or anything, white people knew it wasn't about they. See, they got ass in 2014.
Yeah,
in 1990, do. Whatever, they asses was SpongeBob's birthday.
White folks can start getting ass by 1999.
But I'm saying they got white folks got ass now.
Iggy Azalea is
2014.
Oh, wait. Hey, goddammit, Iggy Azalea provided everything. Go right. She's supposed to be on this podcast next week. So,
I would want to be here for that, too. Guess what?
I would like to be here for that.
Coke bottle frame. She's shaped up.
And you know what?
Ass-wise.
But you know what? I'm going to tell you something my little brother told me a few years ago that made so much sense. And I didn't think about it until it didn't dawn on me that it made so much sense until after he said it. My brother's actually, he's stupid but smart. Right? Shout out to my little brother Chris. Now, he said it's a difference.
Hey Chris, man, if you want to defend yourself, man, come on the podcast.
How old is him? Fuck you. I don't care if he want to defend himself. He
give him the opportunity.
He know where I live. Nigga,
he's stupid.
Hell, I used to pay for his plane tickets. I don't give. Listen, my brother said it's a difference between ass and booty.
And
Hold on, wait. No, let me finish.
Let me finish. Now,
I'm curious to hear this.
These categories that y'all talking about
are
not unnoticed. But what my brother did was narrow it down. My brother said, he said, what B don't got ass?
There you go.
He said, but booty. He said, you can tell a girl got booty. Because when you look at her, you say, look at that booty, and your lips jiggle when her ass walks. So that, does that cover it all?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, but you know what?
He's getting
some women got booties, but then there's some motherfucking dumps out there.
Yeah, let me
okay, go. Now.
I break down these classifications.
See, now, you ready to talk now?
Yeah, I'm not talking.
Yeah, you ready to talk.
We still on the get on up.
No.
Come on with it.
Come on with it.
Yeah.
See, Like we said, every women walk around here got booty. Every women around here, motherfuckers say got ass. Mm-hmm. But it's different classification. Some motherfuckers got apples, peaches, pears.
Oh, you talking about that apple? Now the apple go like that. I understand that the apple go. The apple is cut like that. Like and that movie, now she don't got it no more, but in that movie, The Fight of Temptations, and back when she first started, Beyonce had an apple booty. It went like this.
The apple,
now, she done lost some weight.
No, and she lost weight. Guess what?
She's stealing. What's that? Tell me what it is.
Getting beat up. Remember, she
That can change.
I disagree with that.
Think of it like this. Think about barbershop, the butt to gut ratio. Yo, gut is supposed to be.
Nigga, we're not about to do all that math. Listen to me. Now, we got
it's
Beyonce.
Not, it's half. Oh, like, it's not
Beyonce
math.
Beyonce had that booty. Now, let's take.
Guess who you said?
Beyonce fluctuates.
That's what I'm saying. Now, let's take Badu. Erykah Badu.
She just got like that, though.
No, no.
Erykah Badu always had it.
She was always behind them drapes for years.
The reason why
Andre 3000 lost his damn mind because he saw what was behind that curtain.
Common.
Let me tell you something. Why do you think the Arabics keep they women draped the fuck up?
And they be
up?
Thick as fuck.
Because them bitches been had dunks up under that shit.
You ain't lying.
Cannot see it. I don't have to worry about fighting them with no man about looking at my damn.
So you know
I've been
Arabic
to Afghanistan.
Man, you know what the Arabic men do because they like booty.
They like black women.
They come to the hood, get them.
But guess what?
Girl.
They just sleeping with y'all and got y'all playing the lottery machine.
Hey, y'all leave DJ Khaled alone.
That's what they do with black women. We know how Arabic.
We the best.
They love black women.
Wait.
It's true.
Wait.
He was a friend back in the day. He was a friend. But, you know, he.
Tosh, don't say nothing to get you divorced.
He was a friend.
Damn,
right.
He was a friend.
Wait, hold on.
Please don't.
Hold on.
Get up.
Hold on, wait.
Stay on the scene. Get on. Please.
Hold on, wait. Hold on, wait. It wasn't like that.
All right, Z.I., I know you listening. Z.I., if you ready for counterpoint.
Z.I.
You friends with Brandy?
Hold on.
Who's Z.I.?
Brandy is
where
a man.
Where is the
man?
The white girl at?
That's what I was finna say. She got
where's
motherfucking
she
ass. All
right, here we go.
Oh, she's not white. She's a child.
She ain't got no
and
thought,
that nigga,
though.
I mean,
she
no
is,
excuse,
she
right?
about as white as a
she
milk.
She is shaped up, though.
Huh. She's thick as fuck.
Hold on, wait.
She's thick as fuck.
Can you give me a second? Can you give me a second, nigga?
She gotta be here for you when you get next.
Next show, make sure she's here. She already know I'm a molester.
All right, wait.
Shit, get
real.
I'm sending shit.
Friend of the show.
I know about your little boyfriend or whoever, Chuck, Chad, whatever the fuck his name was.
I think
his name is Michael.
Jesus Christ.
His name is Michael.
We try to keep happy homes here. God damn it. I'm stepping in.
Sam,
try not to shut off people.
I'm a
Mike,
I'm a
hold on.
Though. He can keep you. I just want to borrow you from time to time.
Up top. All right. Ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, but I like
all right, let's throw it on Front Street.
Get on up. What you say?
All right. I got to keep it going.
Stay on the scene. I like the love machine.
I got to keep it going.
Take it to the motherfucking honeycomb.
First off. Z.I., if you listening, please tweet, comment, something. Z.I., you more than welcome to come on the
Z.I.
show.
Tweeting for?
What the fuck is Z.I.?
For Counterpoint.
It's A-Rab we went to school with.
Oh.
Second off.
Z.I.?
Alexa.
No. You would enjoy Z.I., I guess.
Hold on. Alexa.
Is funny as hell.
He is
funny as hell. No
Alexa, I know you listen to the show because your kind of job depends on it.
We drinking Hennessy.
Well, are we?
You know what?
We drinking black liquor.
We all friends. Everyone in unison, just say hi to Alexa. Cause I
shout
know
out Alexa.
Hey, Alexa.
Shout out Alexa. You know who this is. This build, I ain't even gonna play no roles. You know me, I don't play no games. I hold no punches or nothing.
And I give it up.
I choose you, babe. Like a brick house. I ain't lying, boo.
That's the utmost props.
Back to get on up in the game.
I don't even know how to go back to. I'm just going to read the next
what?
Hey, man. It's only two pages.
Right. Thank you, Brandon.
It's only two
that
pages. Did.
Cracker ass cracker. Nigga, what is he talking about? Nigga, put that in there.
Get on up. Get on up.
Crassles and booties.
Oh, yeah. That's what we was.
That's what we was on.
That's a whole podcast in itself.
This is why I would like my sister-in-law to be here. Yeah, my sister-in-law is probably one of the funniest.
Hold on, wait. Can you keep this going about booties?
Next week, get your sister.
Yeah, get your sister-in-law.
My sister work all the time, though. I'm just saying.
See what you got to do.
I want a week off.
So, just get her, and we'll just say.
Then for the next show, I just got one request. I don't request too much shit.
Yeah, what's up?
I want the sister, and I want
the white girl.
Yeah,
she white.
Thicker than a snicker, white girl. What is it called? What they call the cookie and cream? Whatever the fuck it is.
I can deliver on my part. Can you deliver on yours?
Nigga, that's what she works too.
Yeah, everybody. Man, we understand the works.
I mean, that's my sister-in-law.
Can we text throughout? We got a fucking week.
Sister-in-law Mary.
Call and see what she's doing right now.
Right now.
All right, we can text in the week.
Nah, I'm gonna tell you right now. We gotta have.
Fair enough. We got it.
Sister got it.
We got it.
Me and her real cool. But I'm just saying.
What we need for sister to come.
I'm just saying. I'm going to tell you right now.
I got white liquor, don't I?
White liquor?
Remy White?
Okay.
1800. $1,800.
Oh, that's all it takes? That's all it takes. I'm just saying. And on top of that, I'm telling you right now.
How much 18?
Bad enough.
Oh, that's sister. I got to talk to you.
About enough. Exactly enough. And I'm telling you right now, she is funny. But if you got something to say, expect for her to have something to say.
Oh yeah, that's
if all right. If you coming back on top, be ready for her to come back on top.
Yeah, we like that.
Can y'all two motherfuckers talk for an hour?
Yeah.
I'm done. I'm good.
Yeah.
This is it. All right.
I'm just saying.
I like a woman that's, like I said, man, as long as people don't say
she's
a Sagittarius.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what that means.
What does that mean?
A Sagittarius?
I don't do that.
That's what her sign is.
Yeah, but I don't do that. But what does it mean?
But I'm, because you just saying back and forth, she's a Sagittarius woman. I'm a Sagittarius man.
What is your birthday?
December 20th. We both gotta have the upper. There's no.
I guarantee you, she's like.
Hold up, can y'all keep that shit going for an hour?
With you, she's
Sam,
like. That.
I keep.
Hold
going
on.
On.
Now me and her get along well, but because like after a while, I just think.
You just have to break it in because I don't want people to think because I am me.
That's not the question I asked.
I keep. It I going said, on.
Can you? Hey. Can you keep it going for an hour?
My sister-in-law.
That's all I care about.
My sister-in-law would definitely go back and forth with
you.
But that's cool, man.
She cool as hell, I'm just saying. And then if you play the right music, she about to stand on up. She gonna get on up. And
oh yeah,
right
Sam,
here.
We gonna be ready.
And then on top of that, I'm just saying, if y'all make any smart comment to my sister-in-law, I normally am shut the fuck up the entire time. Like my youngest sister-in-law, right now, that's in the city, Sasha, I will take up for her because she would probably get upset and walk out and leave.
Right.
This one
will fight you to the goddamn death. You act like I ain't never met her.
I know you met her. I'm talking to them.
But they know we don't meet. See, that's
I know,
thing.
No, no. But at the same time, she don't got soft skin, though.
That's the other one you were talking about, more yeah, sensitive.
But this one right here don't got soft
skin. Guess what, Sagittarius? Don't play that soft shit.
No, she
don't.
She got her degree from the Game of Life. Big ups to my sister-in-law, Treese.
Big up to your sister-in-law. I can't wait to meet you. You know what I'm saying? We going to put you on here and... We getting on. Sam, we didn't mean to take you off.
No, I'm good. I got a week off. So,
hey, man, I need a smoke
I'm
break,
good
man.
Either way it is up.
I need a smoke break, man.
Huh?
I need a smoke break.
I know where I'm at.
I'm
just going to pause.
You're
but
on call, right? I'm in the 7 mile.
One more time.
Name the hardest place in the world to get.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
I wouldn't even think of it.
All right.
I'm getting into it.
No, I don't.
No, you don't.
All right.
Are we good?
Okay, I got something for you.
And with the magic of the pause button, we are back.
Are we still talking about get on up?
We are still talking about get on
up. Okay, let's interject. Do you mind if I interject?
Go, please.
Okay. I'm about to beat him. That's not my point. That's not my point to beat him. I like
it. Like Milt, you ain't beating Milt, man.
No, I ain't trying to beat Milt. I'm on the positive. I'm more than positive.
Can we all?
If we went back and forth line for line, we'd be out here all day. Cause he got lines. I know he do. And I got lines too. Hey, Sam, I got a new signal.
Can we all
for yourself?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
And indulge me. Best pimp lines.
Shit, that's this show.
No, no.
That's best pimp lines. Damn. From you, ooh, you.
Wow. Why would I even?
Turn this pimp stuff again.
We're all shooting for second right now.
No. Just give your best pimp line.
Well, BK, guess what?
What's up?
Line.
That's my point. I know you don't. And you don't need one neither. You don't need one.
I just have to be real. And guess what? Hey, the realness is too much for me.
Hey, get this. All I want you to do is to say some real shit. That's all I want you to do.
You know what's even more fucked up?
Hey, that's the best pimp line. You know why? Because it's smooth, but you not lying. Sam, go first.
I'm not been fucking saying pimp
line. Go in there, Sam. Go.
I'm really not.
Go.
Here's why I'm not saying pimp line. Because the motherfuckers who's listening for Get Owned Up is just kind of like, what? Like.
What happened?
Was James. Hold on. Okay. If anybody saw Get Owned Up.
Oh, okay.
Did that nigga not say some really slick, smooth, cool shit?
But that was his regular vocabulary.
And and that's why I don't.
And guess what? Being raised in them hoe houses, you watched a lot of slick shit.
All right, Mel, just be real with me. Did you see this fucking movie?
I ain't seen it.
Did you see it?
But guess what? We just
that's
guess
the truth,
what?
Though.
But guess what?
Just he's like not wrong. He's not
BK,
wrong. He's
just
not
like
wrong.
You ever met motherfuckers who've been raised in gambling houses, pool halls,
just know how to play cards.
They just know the slick
just a man
shit.
That shooting pool.
They know the slickest
Milk,
shit.
Are we still gonna James do our shit? Well,
I got an uncle.
Can I ask that question?
I got an uncle. Real talk. My wife will tell you. I got an uncle. Uncle June.
He is slick. I'm not
from Greenville, Mississippi.
See, look at that.
Nah, that ain't his real name, but
yeah,
his name is Uncle June.
I get you.
First name Uncle, last name June. And I've been calling him that for 30 years. Now, real talk, I ain't found his real name until about 2 years ago.
Okay.
But Uncle June, he still got the conk with the pump. Well, he got dreads now.
Okay.
But he used to have a conk at the pump wave. He still got the jewelry and the gold. Now, my wife met him when he hit the pump waves. No lie. And he didn't know that this was my girl.
Okay. Oh, it was over.
And then we go,
when he saw my girl, he said, nephew.
Uh-huh.
Who is that brown thing over there? I said, that's mine. He said, oh, well, you better keep her close.
You better keep her close.
Because he would have had her out there.
Let me tell you how he said, hey, baby. I said, hey.
That was the first fuck off.
And that's right. When you, I almost you know the case.
And you should have.
At the family reunion.
You know what's more fucked up?
Right.
Her response. Her response was fucked up.
Let me see your head. This
is
how he did. He was like this.
Like this.
He caressed. No, hey. BK, it ain't rubbing. He caressed.
You know what's even more
you
fucked up?
You gotta soothe him.
Hey, you saw Ray.
To ease
you
him.
You saw
that
Ray.
Is. Ooh, with his reason Ray. Elbow.
What woman? What, it's just like on, what's the black movie? The kiss on the forehead shit.
Oh, the best man. Best man.
It's the
best
most
man.
Endearing. I'm not trying to rape you. It don't look like nothing, but guess what? If I just and hit that forehead,
put them
guess
lips
what
on
it's doing to the body?
Hold on. Here's what speaks
guess
to...
What, even more importantly, guess what it's doing to that man?
There it is.
My uncle told me the most important thing about a pimp I've ever heard in my life. He told me, I had to be about 9 or 10.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't no older than 10.
Pimps get you young.
I wasn't no older than
10.
He told me, he said, because I remember when I was at his house, he had hoes all over them.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was all bad. But you know, I ain't know nothing about nothing. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never had nothing before, so I don't know left from right. And he had one of them gold nugget rings right there.
Okay,
yeah. I'm talking about them thick ones.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
round them pinky.
And
pinky
I don't know what this woman did. I told my wife this story. I don't know what this girl did. But, man, he backhanded her so hard.
She did something out of pocket. She
but,
lying.
Like, me being 9 or 10, I'm like, right? He hit her so hard.
No.
I'm talking about bleeding lip, busted lip. And she got up, dabbed her mouth.
And went to doing what she
and kept doing what she was supposed to be doing.
Because guess what, BK?
Well, tell me
she
that.
Knew she was going to get slapped the fuck up. What she said, whatever the fuck she said, I did.
Now, that's just the thing.
She didn't
say nothing.
She did something.
No. Something happened before
now,
you got there.
Now you have to tell right now. Absolutely. To this day,
I don't know what she did.
He was waiting on her to get there.
But I'm going to tell you what he told me. And I find this to be true. Outside of pimping, and regular life to maneuver your way around corporate society.
Right. I get it.
Right.
He told me. He said, the way a pimp operate. And he said, no. That's not how he started. He said, nephew, I bet you think I effed every girl in here. He had about. It was girls everywhere.
It was a multitude of bitches.
If my wife were to describe my uncle to you, he had girls everywhere.
Right.
He knew how to talk.
I knew he was smooth because your response, you was just like, hey. Like that. He already got you.
Right here in my face.
I know my uncle. Hey. She just met him. I've been on this dude all my life. And so he said, the way I do it, he said, huh?
No, you ain't had it. Go sit down.
He told me, he said, the way to a girl's life.
Right.
He said, it ain't through sex. He said, you getting in their mind. He said, you ain't got to touch them, lay down with them at all, nephew. If you get in their mind, you're for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Now, he didn't change now. He a preacher now. But look. If you were to see him,
right,
he'll talk to you about the Lord. But at the same time, if you were to see him, you would never think about church. He's still smooth and cool.
Pimp all the way, huh?
He's still smooth and cool. But I remember, this had to be back early, last millennium early. And he said, man, you got to sleep with, he's verbatim. You ain't got to sleep with now ho. Get into their mind, nephew. And once you get to their mind, they done slept with you.
It's better than
and
sex.
They thinking about what you could what do, you could but do. Don't you do nothing.
All right.
Man, this is back in like,
just
man,
keep being you.
92.
Oh, I know.
Something like that.
Oh, yeah. I know. We got an uncle.
Man, yeah.
We got an uncle. 52 kids.
Yeah, Uncle Frenchie.
My Uncle Frenchie. And guess what? He's a Georgia boy. Yeah. And I don't give a fuck where you at. You cut music on, the nigga's kicking off his shoes, yeah, and he's dancing right. Wherever, barefoot. Yeah, I don't give a fuck if it's hot coals out here. And guess what? The women see him kick off his shoes, and from this nigga dancing with them old Georgia goddamn feet. Ooh. Like this nigga feet. But it wasn't all about the feet. They was looking at the other workings. But we was young. We didn't know.
Man.
While you was up there dancing, they looking at your feet.
Man.
They were looking at your Johnson while we jiggling around.
I got an Uncle Willie, man.
Look, tell me about Chip. I'll tell you about Willie.
Shit, this is a whole new podcast. Like, Marvin Chip said straight up, he says, regardless of what we talking about, like my Uncle Chip put it on Front Street, he was just like, the person that you talking about, do they have a pussy? Yeah. And then he do this pimp.
No, wait, here we go.
No,
this is big. Now, here we go. This is what I'm talking about. Best pimp lines. Start.
All right, here go the best pimp line. He said, do this person has a pussy. And then he takes a back, like he corrected himself. He said, I'm sorry. A vagina, and he does this weird shit with his hand when he does this, like where
I'm familiar.
Shut up. Yeah, like.
Familiar with
that. Oh no, wait. I understand it's an audio medium where you move your butt, where you move your finger, pinky first.
It's
hard to describe.
I've seen it before.
And then he says this. He says.
Oh, Dracula's that nigga.
Yeah. It does remind you of Dracula. And he says, look, let me clean himself up. It's weird because you're talking to me. No one's around you. He talks as if he's in a crowd of 3,000 motherfuckers at all goddamn times. And when he said it like that, he said, you know, being his nephew, I answered the question. I'm like, yeah. He said, look, all you got to do, get in their head, you already won. You can say whatever. Like, he broke it down to me. He was like, you can say whatever dumb shit you want.
Yeah.
You already won the mental game. Do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And Uncle Chip, to this day, still pimping.
Pimping ain't dead, man.
I don't think it's dead.
Pimping, you know what? You know what motherfuckers say?
Pimping has
ain't
never
dead.
Been more alive.
Scared. No. Pimping ain't dead.
You know
these
what?
These men scared.
And you know what? You know what? I'm gonna copy up what you just said. And my wife gonna disagree.
Your wife, Marlene,
this, and every woman that
really you know Marlene is a motherfucker who can't defend herself.
You know what? Hey, she probably cooks something for me tomorrow. Listen to me, right? Now listen, I'm gonna tell you right now. Sam know that in high school I was a pimp. Tell him, nigga.
Hey, you know what?
I'm a changed man since the military and marriage.
Now, I'm not saying you didn't change.
I mean,
you had obligations to change. But what I'm saying...
Just listen.
I'm not saying you didn't change because you had obligations to change. I think I said it in the last podcast and the one before. You prove yourself. It's still in you. That's something that don't go away.
It just come out there.
You do what's best, like all pimps, you do what's best for you in that situation at that time.
Because pimping basically be a bunch of hoes coming together to be your one total.
I disagree.
There's a little piece of truth in
what
he's
saying. I'm trying to say, all these women combined, even though you're not with none of
them, you're not with these women.
No.
Hold on, wait. I got
because a man can have a bunch of women and not be a pimp.
Right. Hold on, wait. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that either.
Classified.
Hold on, wait.
Okay.
Pimping is next level shit. I think I spoke too soon. That's on me.
Okay.
I think I spoke too soon.
What you trying to say then, nigga?
Oh, here's what I'm saying. Your main in the
your bottom. Your bottom, bitch.
In your case, bottom. I rocked the red.
Is that what they was?
God damn it.
Why your top girl?
You ain't calling me half my shit.
I was only just laughing at the bottom bitch.
But why your top girl?
You ain't calling me half my shit. Bitch.
That's what it was. Your top girl was your bottom bitch.
Mm-hmm. Say what you about to say.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. What I'm saying is, since I rocked the ring and I can lose half my shit, I gotta work out. Watch how I can't agree
you
with
you. You better not speak then.
All I'm saying is this.
Nigga, all that disclaimer.
I have to. Bullshit.
Nigga, you better not say shit.
Right. I'm not looking at Jerry Feigen on Monday. Go fuck yourself. I'm saying this.
I don't think the case big enough.
All I'm saying is this.
Hell no, it ain't.
Your girl.
He don't sell Molly Corum, nigga. ain't nobody about to defend no nigga on sell Molly Corum. Nigga, you better hire me. Nigga, shit.
Right.
And that's only if me. Never mind.
All right, yeah. You see how you stop yourself?
I was about to say too much.
Bullshit,
that
nigga
show as hell is not going to endorse what I'm going to
do. All right, then.
So go ahead. Jeff now, what Price, you about to say?
Proud spots of the podcast. But anyway, what I'm getting at is this. You got to...
Hey, man. Listen to me. Mm-hmm. Before you continue, mm-hmm. Listen. We all empty.
Yeah.
We all empty.
I'm the only person who went back and got more.
You ain't keeping.
Wait. That is the only motherfucker who didn't do a goddamn thing.
He got up twice.
Yeah.
That's what? He closed to the kid.
All right. Fair enough.
Drink it all. No, that's not.
Yeah, that's weak.
Nigga, you won pussy. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Come on. Man, wait a minute. Back to some. Is it different?
As far as what's concerned.
As far as what?
As far as what's concerned.
No, I mean,
no, I'm asking. It was
as far as what?
You didn't say. Hey man, hey, good. No, it's two different things.
Is it a difference between the bitch
it's
and the
two
hoe?
Different.
It's
things.
A big difference between
the
bitch and
the
hoe.
There's a huge difference between bitch and the hoe. Get back to the pussy talk.
Pussy and vagina. What is it? If I come and say,
when you
my
say,
girl got the greatest vagina.
Fuck that weak ass shit.
That's too many syllables.
When you say she got that good ass pussy.
All right, you good.
That means she got good guts.
Guts.
I disagree.
See, there we go.
I'm
going to
tell you right
okay.
Now. Now, maybe. Hold on, wait. Real talk. Get on up. By all means, it's not. It is in theaters at the Dollar Show. But listen, hey, you close to the kitchen, nigga. Get us some liquor.
Yeah. Man, I'm not
get
doing
the liquor. Get the liquor.
Come on.
He finna
come
elaborate
on the guts.
I can't talk without the liquor.
Now, see, listen.
I'm not going to start till you get back.
BK, listen, I ain't trying to put.
I ain't drinking no beer, nigga.
I ain't trying to put ages out here. BK, how old are you?
I'm 30.
That's it?
That's all.
I thought the nigga was older than me. Okay, well, I'm 36. But listen. But no, listen.
Why does everybody think I'm older than
you? Because you're 86, motherfucker.
No,
I mean, like, you live your life.
What it is, it's the...
You know what? I know.
Right. Listen. Okay, so listen. I know. I'm a 36-year-old man at this table. And I ain't never, ever going to doubt that I'm going to learn every day. I try to learn every day.
Hey, I serve my country and my legs don't work. Okay. Could you please get me some liquor?
So guess what? Yeah,
if your legs
yes, they sir. Don't right now.
They do if you stand the fuck up.
Hey, man, my man didn't see. This is what I'm talking about.
I'm in uniform, Sam Show Nation.
I'm in uniform.
Okay, listen, BK.
I got the same shirt at the house.
It's that D-Tray shirt?
I got the same shirt.
Just for him putting on the Owen fucking 16 lion hat. He gots to be bartender for the night.
Fuck that shit.
No,
I don't.
I thought
that was questions to me.
Emphasized earlier, you know, I was just on the what is the difference between if I say my lady got some good vagina?
Let me ask.
Don't too many people use the word vagina no more unless your ass under 10.
That's what I'm saying. But let me ask.
Or if you if you're a cracker.
Right.
See, no,
you can't let me answer.
Why you hit me with that damn special?
Because it's right here.
Nigga,
I'm
grown too, nigga.
They don't even use vagina too much because
their main
word is cock. Yeah. So they don't use vagina like that. Vagina is for kids up under 6 years old. When you first teach them. When you first teach them.
Hey, I cross the night, but I'm fine. I'm fine.
That's the next. Girls have vagina. That's the next stage. It's the vagina talk. Wee wee pee pee, then it's the vagina. But white people use cocks.
I mean, at the end of the day.
I'm thinking, you're talking about
just
our
general,
age bracket.
Just in general. Nobody our age bracket, I don't think, going to use the word vagina.
That's not true. That's not true. That's not true. That's not true. Here's what it is. I would say for somebody like us, technically. I want them to go.
Okay.
Technically.
See, I'm 36, and I'm getting knowledge right here from little cuz.
Right.
I'm listening, but I don't know if it's knowledge.
I'm not taking it for what it is. Go ahead.
Come on.
They mean the same thing, but, you know, they have different meanings.
True.
Meaning when you saying, when you tell somebody, I just beat up some pussy, that person not going to all of a sudden think, like, he married or some shit like that.
Let him go.
Because pussy is put out here as a dirty word. It means the same thing as vagina.
Is it dirty?
It's dirty because you can't call a midget. You can't call him a midget. You got to call him a small person.
I call him a midget.
I
called a nigga a midget and he was shorter than me. And wasn't classified
it to you like
as
this.
A motherfucking midget. If you small, you're a midget.
Right. But put it to like this.
I got what you
can't be. You can be a McDonald's and save his name.
Politically correct.
But you can't say
it's not politically correct to call him a midget.
Right. But that's not what we're talking about.
Right. We're talking about
the question is the difference between pussy and vagina.
Right. Okay. The now, pussy and vagina for me personally is, you know, pussy. I'm getting in guts and vagina is, you know.
Oh, wait. What bothers me is you have a difference. Pussy and vagina is pretty much the same thing.
Wait.
I will say this. I will say this as a person on this podcast.
No, you'll hear what you gotta say.
Vagina is something I say.
Right. You know, let me hear what this nigga gotta say.
Right. In the PG, I can't
keep it clean.
No, I see, but that's not the issue.
To make sure everybody.
Let me say this, nigga. Because you niggas are taking a direction that I'm not going.
Come on, BK. I know I go to my man for
hold on. I just cleared it up.
No, nigga, you did not.
You said the same thing I said.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
You said the same thing I said.
Let me finish. You said pussy is, vagina is PG, pussy is X-rated. Okay, you didn't say X-rated, but I'm going to finish the sentence because I've been knowing you long enough. Fair. That's what you're about to say. Pussy and vagina. First off, no, there's not. I'm gonna tell you what.
No difference.
Okay, let me tell you what. You just said, nigga, that there was a difference.
No,
You just said that. Shut up. You just
said that. For him. Here's what he's
saying. So what?
Don't say nothing to me.
So what are you getting? Alien pussy?
Don't say nothing.
He getting Mars pussy.
All right.
Venus
trying to do.
Who is he fucking?
Don't say nothing.
Who is he fucking?
Hey, I just want to put it out here on Sound Nation that I do accept pussy and vagina.
My man.
Okay, hold on. Wait. Excuse me.
Hold on a second.
I was still talking. Hold on a second. Hold up a second. He going home by himself. And let me say this for a second right here. You said there is the difference between vagina and pussy.
Yes.
No, there is not.
Hold on, wait.
It's just different.
What's the ultimate difference? Hold on. Would you like to know why I said this shit?
It's like no and no with a K.
Potato.
It's still the same motherfucking tomato that's going on my burger.
Hold on, wait.
That nigga hold the shit.
Are full of shit.
He hold up.
That's not what you said.
Fuck him.
He hold
right
the shit out of this.
That
nigga.
Is not what you said.
Here's what I'm telling you.
Let me hear what he got to say.
No, I can't let him talk.
Before
he get his point across, I'm not saying you wrong, but as a person, I know your girl listens to the show. So I'm trying.
Oh, my bad.
Nigga.
You are a wretched ass nigga to say some shit like that.
I am trying.
Why the hell would a nigga say
that? Why would I say that? I would say that for this reason.
I know why.
That's right.
Why are you doing that?
Hold on.
The liquor is bringing the
Zay. There it is. Hold on. Now, I know on fact. His girl listens to the show.
That nigga said it twice.
Right.
Did y'all hear me?
We ain't his show, so we gonna let him.
Show this. Show this.
I know.
Sis. Motherfucker. Hold up. Tell me I'm lying. Hold on. Milk. Hold on. Wait. Milk.
But here on Sound So Nation, Milk ain't got no girl, Milk. And he's single, and Milk. He's ready to mingle. Vagina or pussy. I accept it. On.
No, Milk.
Okay. Come on, Sam.
Milk. Tell me I'm lying. Am I lying?
Yeah, you lying.
I can't say that you lying.
There it is.
You's a believable black brother.
Ho, ultimate. Ho, Nick. Motherfucker, I am doing this to help you.
You don't need to help me.
How?
I am.
How you helping this nigga?
I don't know.
Hold on, wait. Look. Ho, Milk. Am I helping him? Yes or no?
I'm going to tell you the ultimate difference.
I ain't going to lie to you.
It's looking very grim for my man to the right.
When I'm ready, when you're ready,
it's looking grim like a motherfucker.
When you're ready for me to talk, let me know.
I will. I will. But tell me, am I helping him?
Sam, come.
No! No, the fuck, you're not hold helping
on,
him.
Hold on. Okay. I don't want to look at him. I don't want to look at him.
Right, because you are trying to get this some bullshit.
Huh? This motherfucker has to go home after this taping. So I have to agree with that horse shit that what I just said.
Shit? You don't have to do shit to stay dark as fucking die.
10th grade.
But
all right, dear.
You are the worst nigga I know right now. Please talk. Go ahead. Just start talking.
Here we go. Because I'm trying to help my man have a happy home.
My home gonna be happy regardless. No. I got it.
Just talk.
But go ahead.
At the end of the day.
Go ahead.
The only difference, the only difference between pussy and vagina.
Okay. So I try, right?
Just talk.
I'm listening. I just want to make sure that the people can hear me.
Go ahead.
The only difference between pussy and vagina is that when you getting some good vagina or pussy. You ain't never said I got some.
We not talking about good pussy and good vagina.
We saying what is the difference?
We said the difference between pussy and vagina. The words.
Difference.
No, there is not.
It is the same thing.
Because if I come to you,
I ain't gonna never come to you and say I had some good vagina.
That's the difference.
We're not gonna say.
No, you said good pussy and good vagina.
The only thing is we're not saying the word vagina.
Right.
We're using pussy.
That's what we're saying.
But the basic
that's not what you're saying.
Is.
No, that's what
I'm saying. You talking about good pussy and good vagina.
That's not what you're saying.
I ain't gonna never come to you and be like, man.
But that's what we saying. It's a difference in the way that we talk to each other. But guess what? If I come and say I got some good pussy, you know I got some good vagina. You know I got it. Vagina, pussy,
it depends on the chick.
Snatch.
Now, that's what I'm saying. You're talking about having some good pussy. We're talking about the difference between the word.
We talking about the difference.
There is no difference in the word.
The difference in the word is... If I tell you I'm having some good vagina, you ain't gonna take it as me saying I got good pussy. Yep,
no more looking for him. No more looking for him. No more looking for him.
So I'm trying, right?
What?
Because
that's just my rationale.
Because
that's
the way
we
talk to each other.
And you know what? We gonna respect that.
That's just me.
I agree. However,
that's just me.
Everybody else.
Because if
everybody else is the same.
I feel bad for raising this nigga because you run his big vagina.
Exactly.
Nigga, you can agree then that between pussy, vagina, and snatch there's no difference.
However, the word is
Here we go. I can cover it right now.
There it is.
I'll cover it right now. Y'all ready? I'm going to cover it right here right now.
We're
about to get
watch
it right
this
now.
Shit.
I'm going to cover it.
It's just me
personally. I'm going to cover it right now.
Right.
I'm going to cover it. I'm going to cover it right now. Here we go. If me, Sam, you, and you.
You can also.
Wait. Listen.
Let him go.
Think about this right quick.
Go ahead.
You also. See, yo, the fucked up part about it is your wife right here.
My wife ain't got nothing to do with it. Stay hey,
say what's in your heart. Say what's in your heart. My wife right there with it.
I just respect that.
My wife.
I just.
Hold on. Wait. Before you talk.
Respecting me.
Everybody at this table saw us trying to help me, right?
BK, I forgot. Is coochie different? Coochie and vagina.
I lie.
Hold up a second. Say what you about to say. You're not disrespecting me or my wife. I guarantee
you. You ain't disrespecting her. She looking like.
Wait. His wife right there, too.
My wife right there, too.
Right
here. That's different.
Ain't nothing happening.
Sam already
I guarantee
got
you. Hold on. Everybody else.
Y'all motherfuckers.
God damn it. Yeah. So
all I'm saying is, it's like, when it's better, you will have different terms differently.
Yeah.
Same as when the head.
Right.
It's just extravagant.
Right.
You're going to be like, man, that...
I see what he said. I'll let you go.
Let me say this here.
Please go ahead.
Let me say this here.
We'll get on James Brown in a minute.
Hey, listen to me.
Okay, you ready?
Here we go.
I'm ready.
Between me and Sam, what is the difference in complexion?
Not a goddamn thing.
Okay, here we go. Let's say me, Sam,
Milk.
Him, Milk.
First and foremost, if you're going to try and go off complexions, there are different complexions of vagina and pussy.
Can I finish?
Let him go.
That's not what he said.
I just wanted to.
Okay, let me just say. Me, Sam, y'all two. We all the same complexion. What's the difference between us?
Our personality.
No. Okay, here we go. What's the difference between complexion? What's the difference between us?
If we all have the same complexion, Sam, you, we all the same complexion.
What's the difference?
We're all African American.
That is.
What will people classify as?
African American. We all classify as one thing.
Black.
I mean, yeah, black.
I'm not done. I want my man. I'm not done.
It is a difference because we working niggas and he's a house nigga.
We're talking about complexion.
We're categorized as one thing.
Black.
African American, however you
want. I'm Doc. Sam Doc. You Doc.
Hey, BK. I'm Honey Coated Caramel Brown.
That's gay.
All right, motherfucker.
For metaphor wise, I ain't never heard a nigga say that. You act like I'm not gonna comment on that shit.
I'm honey coated caramel brown.
Indulge me.
We all black. All of us are the same complexion of dark. We fall up on the same race.
We're talking about complexion only.
We're talking about complexion only.
We are talking about complexion only.
Hypothetical. Of course.
I'm just saying.
Because, of course, y'all hypothetical.
No, wait.
Hypothetically.
Oh, shut your honeycomb ass down, motherfucker.
Hypothetically.
Because I will be checking that.
Wait. Hypothetically. Yeah, because
that's
of course, you two are darker than, lighter than me and Sam. So this is hypothetically, all of us are the same complexion, the same color of black.
Right. And complexion only. Right.
What's the difference?
In complexion only, the tone?
No. We are all the same color black.
Oh, if we all were the same color black?
What's the difference?
It's a lot of difference.
In the same complexion only, there's no difference. I said it four times.
I heard you. Before my man Chuck loses on anybody, could you please say the website one more time?
Ain't Chuck White?
I met that cracker too. Yeah, you called him Brent.
Oh, you call him Brent?
Before that nigga answered to Brent. Guess what his name is, man? Guess what his name is if I call him Brent? His name is Brent.
All right, wait. Before my man lose any type of viewership or money.
Hey, Brent, hope you're listening. I love you, baby.
Chuck, my man.
Cracker ass.
Please.
Yeah, me and my man Chuck.
Let him go.
Hey, that cracker know who I am.
Yeah, he definitely. That's my man. I am sorry that you sit, you know, Milk too, man, my brother, my big brother Milk.
Oh yeah, what's up, Chuck?
I'm sorry that you sit, I fucking work for y'all, but I ain't working for nobody but me. Right now.
Cracker.
But wait. He ain't working for nobody but him.
We real sports podcast, we all working together to make a bigger thing out here, baby.
Cracker.
Absolutely. We don't care. As long as whatever your skin tone is, as long as you down for the cause, we don't mind it.
Cracker.
All right.
Cracker.
Do you feel that uphill battle?
Everybody else is in the same uphill battle. But Sam Show Nation, I've met this guy. He's a real cool dude. He knows how to talk.
I got
he was here with us right now. He'd be busting out laughing, drinking with us. If I call him a cracker, he'd call me a nigga. And there would be no disrespect.
Church, you know what he'd be doing?
And that's what it is, as long as the lines of respect is there.
We've met each other. It's fine. It's cool. So don't get all bent out of shape. Send on evil ass emails because you know I'll cuss you out.
My man. And I see you on church on Sunday. Ike as the horrible representative of.
He left.
Well, see, Sam, I don't know because I don't know. They got me in limbo.
You know what? You got limbo.
I go with you when you need.
You know what?
And I go.
It's all one. It's all one thing. But
it's all one family.
Like, I dropped the ball so goddamn hard.
No, I'm waiting on Ike because you see the point I'm making. You've been knowing me for a while.
And I see it. You see it. You see it. Everybody see it.
I've known this guy for now for 4 months. He knows where I'm going.
And I love it.
He knows.
I love it. I love it, BK. Because I love it, BK.
And that's why I want to be you. Wait.
I'm telling the truth. Wait,
I like a real motherfucker.
Watch out, man.
I love a real motherfucker.
Everybody the same on the same page.
And that's some real shit. I like it.
Hold on.
I like a motherfucker just saying that.
Watch out. Because that's real shit, because I believe you're supposed to have confidence in yourself.
And you know what? You know what? There's only two real niggas I've ever met in my life that's ever said some shit like that to me. Mm. They go one. Okay. The other one's in Tennessee.
Okay. That is.
Okay.
And that's...
His name is Michael Mathematician Moore.
Okay. Do you understand why I said, say Chuck shit first?
I want his whole name out
there. I don't even...
That's right. What he call himself.
Shouts out to you in Tennessee.
Big Mike. Big Mike. Hey, Burroughs, Osborne. Hey, what's that school went to? Sam.
You can't Sam. Talk. I am not. Sam. I'm trying my best.
I'm going to throw my boot at you. It's like 10 pounds. What's the other school we went to before Burroughs?
Before Burroughs, shit, that was Fleming and Von Steuben.
Man.
Fleming and Von Steuben.
Wait.
Y'all are old.
Because it ain't called Fleming or Von Steuben.
Shouts out to Damon J. Key. Shouts out to Joy Middle School.
You know what?
Columbus
my brother
Middle
was
School.
It's Timbuk, too.
High school graduate, Damon J. Key was Timbuk, too. Shouts out to all my love, baby. You know what we really do. I love it all. I know what my school is in
for. Hold on.
Here's, I ain't shouting out.
My wife is my shit. Graduate from Crane. Boo. Fuck that school.
I can't shit on Mike at any... He is the first record holder of the podcast because he's the first guest of the podcast. My man Mike.
Not a fault, nigga. I was in Japan. Fuck you.
Go fuck yourself. That motherfucker got here.
Why didn't get your ass on speaker or something?
Nigga.
And you did as a phone. Mike is the
2007
first.
They had intercom systems and shit, walkie talking. What the fuck?
Not during.
Hey, I love you like a brother from another mother, but you can't beat that.
No, I'm not going to beat that, and I'm going to stop right there.
No, brother. Like, I love you like a brother from another mother, but you cannot beat.
You know what, baby? You know how it is.
Hey.
Let me finish what I'm saying.
Like, I'm looking at him.
I'm glad your wife out here.
There it is.
Don't worry about
me. We got two wives, two women.
Don't worry about me.
To vindicate, delegate.
Because only these two are married, because remember, milk accepts all.
I'm not.
Back to
the
show.
I ain't
married.
Hold on, wait. Something like that. I'm almost there.
One engaged, motherfucker. So he's.
I ain't engaged yet.
And guess what? I'll gladly accept all up the rest top, of
man. Hey, I ain't engaged.
Life. You just stop talking, nigga.
You know what's even more fucked up?
Talking. How you
hold
engaged?
At the end, I'm not
oh,
engaged.
Wait. Before you.
I'm dark, you dark, he dark, he dark.
Hey,
now, what's the difference?
Cody Karma, bro.
Hypothetically. Hypothetically. Okay, indulge me. We are all the same color liquor right here. Technically, we are.
Hey,
yeah, it is.
Here we go. What's the difference?
No. Get your glass away from my shit.
What's the difference? What's the difference? We all drinking brown liquor.
It's all black.
It's all black. There we go.
That is.
There's no difference. Can I get a consensus around the room?
There's no difference.
Right, yeah.
No difference.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No difference.
Yes, sir.
Which black, if we're all the same complexion, is blacker than the other?
Which black? Well,
I'm like, I'm the darkest person.
If which black? No, wait. No. I'm saying, indulge me, please, for Sam Show Nation.
Fair enough.
Put your imagination with mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
At the same complexion. Here we go. The sky. It's 12 midnight. The sky is dark. There are four gentlemen sitting at the table. They can all match the complexion of the sky. Yeah. What is the difference in complexion as it relates to 12 midnight then?
When you put it specific.
That's what I'm talking about. I've said it like three or four different times.
We already said it ain't no difference.
No difference.
No difference.
No difference. No difference at all.
We all black.
So in relation. Relation.
In relation.
So if I say.
You say it's
wait. Let me finish. Let me finish. Let me finish. Now, we're all the same complexion. But McClain says, you know what? I'm African American. Let me finish. Don't interrupt. Let me finish. McClain says I'm African American. But however, he's still the same complexion as the other three of us. What's the difference?
Nothing, because we all African American. In their classification,
what's the difference?
American and black.
It's a lot of differences.
No, wait. Hold on. Wait. Hear me clearly.
Right.
I know.
In the beginning, we're black. All of us are black at the table.
Yeah.
We're as black as the midnight sky.
Right.
One person decides to change their ethnicity
to
African American.
Okay.
But nothing has changed around the table.
Nothing's changed.
Except the ethnicity.
Except what I'm saying,
what is different in the ethnicity around the table?
Nothing. It don't change.
Are we still the same dog?
Yeah.
We all are some black dogs. Are
we?
Wait.
Are we still?
We all are.
Still same black.
Still black.
So, the difference in the name really don't matter?
It's just the lingo that you speak in.
No. He's black. He's African American. I'm black. But Black, midnight,
black,
same
black.
Color.
Y'all all black.
What's the difference?
Yeah, nothing. No difference.
What's the difference?
No difference.
If black, he says his name, but he's still my complexion. He's still your complexion. He's still your complexion.
He's black.
What's the difference?
He black. No. There is never.
Come on,
be
baby.
None.
Fight me on that one.
Because that's the classification.
That's the difference.
But we're not talking. We're talking about complexion only. We're not talking about feeling. We're not talking about feeling. We are not talking about feeling. We are not talking about where a person is from.
Fill out an application, that shit say black, white, or Hispanic.
I understand where you come from. I completely understand where you come from. And at the end of the day, I am right here with you.
Come on with me.
But what we're talking about is pussy.
And vagina.
What's
the difference between pussy and vagina except the word?
Nothing.
I just
now our brother could argue that there's the difference between good pussy and bad vagina, or good pussy and
bad vagina is bad pussy.
There we go. Or good pussy and bad pussy, or bad vagina and good
vagina is bad pussy.
Word is word.
How can a woman have bad vagina but then turn around and be some good pussy?
Thank you.
It don't even work like that. The only reason you putting it like that is because we talking about it.
But what is
it? We wouldn't be talking about it if we wouldn't put it like that.
Okay, Chris Rock explained it best.
Fuck no.
No.
Fuck Chris Rock.
No, he made a good point. Now, y'all said what y'all want to say, so I'm going to say what the heck I want to say.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, what he said was, here's the difference between pussy and vagina. Pussy is just something you gonna walk up, you walk up, get it. That's pussy. Your pussy, now vagina, you gonna wash it up. You gonna present it in a package.
No, that's
I don't think that's.
Ain't no white people over here for all that Chris Rock.
What you got against Chris Rock?
Cause he's for the white masses.
I think the only difference. Like to end this, and we can get back on to the movie. The only difference is it's basically
the word.
It's a personal preference. What it is. It's a personal preference, and it's how a people look at it separately. People look at it as pussy, and vagina as vagina. Let me finish.
I'm
arguing how he feel about and that's his personal preference. What y'all are arguing is just the same thing, it's just a different word.
Can I ask y'all a question?
And that's the basic thing. Y'all got to respect his personal preference, and let's move on.
All right, can I ask everybody?
I ain't got to respect shit.
Excuse me, friend.
He is wrong.
Brandon.
There is no difference. Okay, I'm sorry.
All of me.
Okay.
You know what's even more fucked up? He's not listening to what I'm doing. So
I know exactly.
You
just picked
this together and you're getting some. Okay. What do you say?
You say what now?
Is this my pussy or my vagina?
Okay, come on.
Because in our wait.
Are you going to say who vagina is this, or are you going to say whose pussy is this? Pussy.
Bam! Pussy. That's what I'm saying. Okay. No. That's what I'm saying. There is no difference in the word at all.
So what are you going to say?
It is a difference.
Yeah, give me some of that good vagina. Do you say that, or you say, girl, give me some pussy?
Okay, BK, hold on. I got it right here. What's the difference between good cock and good dick?
It's a big difference.
It's a big difference.
Smoke, brother.
I get the difference.
Hey, Milk. Here we go.
Give me some big black cock.
Now here we go. My wife said it the best. She said it the best. It's a personal preference. If you like cock, then you would say give me some big black cock. If you want some dick, give me some big black dick. If you like vagina, give me some big black vagina. If you like some pussy, give me some good pussy. Oh well. But in a reference. Hey, here we go. Hey, Mill, here we go right here, baby. What's the difference between a cock and dick? If it's Sam's cock or Sam's dick, what's the difference?
It's on the penis.
Hold on, wait.
Let me redo it. What's the difference between Sam's cock and Sam's dick?
And Sam's penis.
It's all Sam's.
You better get my bed tall and get this penis.
That's not what we asked. What's the difference between Sam's cock, Sam's dick, and Sam's penis, Sasha?
Because sometimes Sam's
cock. Is what?
Speak up.
You saw how low she got. What's the difference?
I can't ask no gay ass shit like that.
That's not for you! Nigga, we don't. I want you to ask the difference between Sam's dick, Sam's cock.
I'm just trying to get into the debate so bad, dog.
If a girl call you on the phone at 12 o'clock and say, bring me some dick, cock, or penis, I bet you anyone that she say, your ass is going to be on the
fucking
way.
That's not true.
That's not true. Preach.
For one. As a black man, we dark skinned. We all the same color. What you said. For one, I'm not going to let no bitch call my dick no cock.
Why not? Call this motherfucker.
I'm talking to you.
Preach to me.
I'm not letting no bitch call my dick no cock. No penis.
Let him talk.
I am very respect the man.
Hey, brothers, respect the man.
It's just me.
Okay. No, I want to go.
I don't want you telling me I don't want no cock, I don't want no penis, I don't want none of that. I'm saying, is you bringing you to me? That's just me. And that puts me on another level of, okay, you know what I'm saying.
But with the pussy vagina thing, McClain, respect the man.
I'm being cool.
With the pussy vagina thing is one thing to tell you. I didn't say this, but we need to bring it back to service. It's one thing to tell my homeboy I didn't have some good vagina, and another thing to tell him, nigga, I didn't have some good pussy. You gonna know the difference, cause you gonna see this expression in my face, and how I am delivering it. Like I didn't actually had some good vagina. And it's the same thing for women. Because they not going to tell their homegirls, I didn't have, you know, my husband brought that penis tonight. No. Brought that, you know what I'm saying? That thunder.
What? Hey, wait. Respect the man. Let him talk. Let him say what he's going to say.
It's been so much going on that I ain't. It was something here,
If it's subject head, I ain't get to a Sam. If it's subject head, I ain't be able to get to.
Now, we are talking about the difference between vagina and
at
pussy.
The end of the day, for me personally.
Guess what?
Wait.
At the end of the day, for me personally, the difference, at the end of the day, the difference between pussy and vagina is, I'm not going to tell my homies that I have some good vagina, I'm going to tell them I have some good pussy, and they going to know it's going to be some clarification there.
And
it was actually
a personal
some
preference
good
of words.
Wait. Right. Now, this is why I think, by my own means, that I honestly believe we're getting our doctrines mixed up. Now, respectfully, brother, could you sit down, send it over me?
Oh, my. I see what he's doing.
Now, wait.
I thought straight
no,
from
no,
smoke.
He
ain't wrong.
I want to swear with my goddamn set.
But guess what?
Please. Respectfully.
Yeah, let's go back and forth right
now.
Quick.
I understand what you're saying.
And I don't disunderstand what you're saying.
I get you. And by what you said, I know you don't. But here is where the conflict is.
Right.
We are not talking about the difference between good pussy and bad pussy.
The difference.
We are talking about the difference in the words.
I was telling
there's
you.
No! Vagina.
I was telling you the difference.
Can somebody get their phone out and look up the difference between pussy and vagina?
I've just telling
been around
you
all my life.
Way.
Listen. Right, that's your way. We'd have been around all my life. If my phone ring right now and the motherfucker say, "Mil, I need some of that good cock," guess what? Show's fucking over.
Guess what? Guess what?
I know what the fuck she want. Cock, dick, penis, slung, slang, beat it up, pound it out, however the fuck
she
want.
She means all of that.
That's
it
different.
She means all of that.
One main thing.
That's
all comes
we're
from.
Meaning
that's
of a colloquialism.
That's
the thing that it comes down to.
That's different.
No, we're not.
That's different.
No. That's different. No, we're not.
Oh, wait.
Okay.
That's different.
Here's
Milk.
Hold on. Wait.
Here's
the difference.
I'm going to show you the difference.
I want to see this. I want to see this shit. Let him go. Let him go. Milk.
Maybe it's a white girl saying cock.
Milk. Let him go.
Go ahead.
I want to hear this shit.
Go ahead.
Random numbers hit you.
Numbers.
Random numbers. Hold on, wait. Fix your mic. I want everybody here.
Okay, go ahead.
Random numbers hit you all. You too. I don't give a fuck you married. I don't give a fuck you married.
Uh-huh.
Random numbers.
I like this liquor.
Random numbers hit you up.
I like it.
Me too.
I'm not drunk yet.
Right. Come on.
I'm good.
And you get two text messages at the same time.
I got you.
Okay.
Yeah. Somebody text you saying,
"Well,
let him go.
Start-up.
Let him go.
No,
ain't no sorry. I'm still
random,
with him. This is where it starts.
Hit your phone. And they say,
continue.
Hit this vagina or come hit this pussy. Which one you going to?
Are these four different bitches?
No, two. Vagina and
two.
Pussy.
Because he said, hit this pussy, and then four bitches, and then hit this pussy. That sounds like four bitches to me.
I said
hit
this
vagina.
Hit this vagina.
And hit this foot.
Excuse me. With all respect between my wife, Milt, and
absolutely
brother you, Mike, you said hit this pussy and hit this vagina.
Okay, yeah.
Right. That sound like four bitches.
What?
One, two, three, four. Hit this pussy, hit this vagina.
That's just who.
Watch what I do. Watch what I do, what you do. Hit this pussy, hit this vagina. Did you not do that? Does that not sound like four bitches?
No.
Hit this pussy, two.
No.
Hit this vagina, four.
No.
Okay. Hit this pussy.
No.
Hit this vagina.
It was four. I asked you.
Okay, wait. No, wait. Excuse me, baby, no. No.
It's really a yes or no question.
No. Excuse me. I want you to clear yourself if I'm wrong. You said hit this pussy or hit this vagina.
Right.
Two and two.
No.
Since I've been.
One and one.
No. Hit
one
this.
One said come hit this vagina.
We don't, no,
one
please,
said
please,
come
please,
hit
please,
this
please.
Pussy.
Don't do nothing yet. Don't do nothing yet. Please don't. Okay, excuse me. You said hit this pussy, hit this vagina. That sounds like four. One, two, three, four. Hit this pussy. Wait. Hit this vagina.
Excuse me. I got it.
Hit this pussy. Hit this vagina. I saw you. That sound like four.
How does it sound like four?
Watch
this.
No. Here you go. You ready?
I'm going to listen.
Okay, we going to listen?
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, absolutely.
Now watch me. Listen and watch me.
Okay.
Hit this pussy. Hit this vagina. That's it.
Hit this.
Excuse me. Four. Hit this pussy. Hit this vagina. Now, that sounds like four. Now, now indulge me. Indulge me. Indulge me. Indulge me. No, no, no. I indulge me. Because I know you're not stupid because I've talked to you and you know I'm not stupid because you've talked to me. So indulge me. Hit this pussy. Hit this vagina.
Okay. Okay.
Is that how many numbers is that to you?
We breaking it down in this single.
We playing word.
No, no. How many people is that to you?
Correct.
How many people is that to you?
One and one.
One and one. So one and one is what?
I'm pretty sure.
One and one is what?
I'm pretty sure I said if you get a text.
No, one and one is what? From
said.
Hit this vagina. Hit this pussy. Okay. Now, because of your argument, I am designating it as two different people. Because you said pussy and vagina is two different people. Hit this vagina, hit this pussy. Okay? That's two different people. So, if a bitch tell you, Ike, hit this pussy. A second later, a bitch call you.
Mm-hmm.
Ike, hit this vagina.
Mm-hmm.
Are you not going to try to hit both?
Wait, hold on.
Oh, wait.
Cuz,
Hold on.
Guess why?
Hold on.
The vagina sound clean.
I ain't going to the vagina. I'm not going to the vagina.
Why you not going to the vagina?
Because I'm a fucking...
Hold on, wait.
No.
Which ones you going for? Are you going for the one that said vagina or the pussy? Or the one that said the vagina? Both of them. Who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck if a bitch say vagina or pussy?
First and foremost.
As long as you telling me to come get it, I'm motherfucking at your shit.
First and foremost.
As soon as you hang up the phone, I'm knocking at the motherfucking door.
No.
Come on. First
and foremost.
Y'all.
Come on. As a man...
You're going, okay, as a man, you're going
so to... So what's the difference in vagina or pussy?
The difference...
Oh, come on, Ike.
Between vagina and pussy, if you're putting yourself in a position to have to choose between vagina and pussy...
Is the pussy pink or not?
How can you choose between vagina and pussy when they're both the same thing?
Do the bitch got a yellow or purple or...
I'm just giving you my perspective.
But
it's people out here that's listening like that, nigga. I know what you talking
you.
About.
No, you.
Period.
You.
Period.
You. I'm talking to
me.
You.
Okay,
I'm seven years old and my cuz became. I don't understand. Cause guess
Let
what?
Me tell you something.
Whoever called me and okay. said I'm married man. As long as you ain't talking about no dick, I'm on the way.
All I'm saying is, it's fucked up. I mean, it's certain shit I shouldn't say and certain shit I shouldn't say.
No, you can say it, cuz.
But you know what I'm saying?
You know, I don't look at you no other way, nigga. We know how I like. But my thing is, though, cuz, in the end, say it was a girl. 1 week, she say, come get this pussy. The next week, she say, come get this vagina. You're going to be there both weeks.
No, because.
Because in turn, you know, in the end. It depends on me getting some goddamn.
The only reason, I don't question what you say. You say, because I know what I done seen with my
I'm a pussy coochie vagina hoarder.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is. That's why I'm not married or engaged or that shit.
This is what it is.
Because my thing is, though, at the same sense.
Dominique, let me go.
At the same sense, though, because. Okay. Wait. Oh, hold on. Hey, you. Cause I went to public school. You went to private school. So you know more vagina than I know pussy.
Goddamn right.
I know all pussy because I went to public school. It was motherfucker come get this pussy. You went to private school. So it was come rub my vagina. But it's rub your pussy.
Wait a minute. Okay, pause.
Uh huh.
You are relating. Hear me out. You are relating, because I think I understand you. You are relating as far as pussy and vagina. You saying when I come to my man or I tell him that I had some good pussy,
the response you know that he's going to give you is going to be like, oh, okay. Versus you saying, oh, okay. Oh, I had some good vagina.
That nigga it's going
to
be,
no. Listen, listen to me. That's the thing. No. Listen to me.
You got the good shit that I did.
Why you calling her? I don't care what you call
her. Hey, everybody.
There you go.
Let everybody put.
There you go.
Put it in perspective.
I don't care what
you call today. A man don't give a fuck if you call that shit a rooster.
But hey, that's your three.
Can you come back for every show? Can you come back for every
gentlemen,
show?
Gentlemen, hold up a second. Now, we can respect that. I will respect that Ike looks at it differently.
Look. Let's make this personal. I'm about to make this real personal. Cuz, I know you done had a lot.
Yeah.
I know you done had a lot.
Yeah.
You are not.
Hey.
Hold on.
Just for the show. Sam got more liquor than the most of us.
BK, hold on. BK. For the ladies out here.
You're not wrong. Shit.
BK, for the ladies out here in Universe Land, no, I have not had a lot. I'm still waiting to get some vagina.
BK,
and pussy. And coochie and ass.
I didn't had it before.
Milk.
I ain't classified.
Wait. Milk.
How many times do you got to fuck before you realize it's good or not?
Milk. Can you tell me the difference between pussy, vagina, whatever third word you said?
He's drinking.
Pussy, coochie, vagina. I mean, in every if a nigga's from the hood had some ass,
what is he talking about?
He's talking about
that
pussy.
See,
if a motherfucker come and say,
Continue, my brother.
It's all about good pussy, though.
Because, though, it's all about the color scheme.
No, wait. I'm losing respect across the table, dog.
White people use cock.
Wait.
Not color scheme. Okay. But at the same time, very respectfully, it is very possible. Now, in my 30 years of life, this is the first time I have endeavored
again,
this.
Again, you only had
at the
30.
same time.
Again,
at,
not wrong
exactly,
with me.
Exactly.
With me.
Exactly. But you're right, because I've only known you for what, 2 years now?
All
right. A year or two?
More or less.
It feels okay, like so. But anyway, the same, but it goes like my wife said. It is to, at the same extent, the respecter of person.
Right.
If he feels that it's the difference between pussy and vagina, it's the difference.
That's his.
Now, if we three think there's no difference, then that's what we got to respect. It's just a matter of opinion.
Wait.
At the same time, because to me, it sounds like, how about y'all finish your drinks? It's me and Ike done.
Hold on.
At the same time,
before Ike is back. Go ahead.
On here. Sam Show Nation.
I'm not saying you wrong.
Real Sports Podcast.
Yeah.
I accept all pussy, vagina, cut, snatch, beaver. However, as long as you're a fucking
black,
female,
white, Canadian, Indian, Scandinavian, German, Russian.
As long as you come with ass, titty, booty, and something I can get up in, I accept it. Oh, back to the regularly scheduled program.
Get on up at dancebarbecue.com.
Hey, next week when we come here with my sister-in-law, we got a barbecue.
Oh, shit. Dancebarbecue.com.
There we go.
All right, then.
Watch out. Is that not a promo? I want $20.
Shut up, nigga.
For all your catering needs, you know, we serve anything. Call us up, 606-306.
But really, I'm going to hit you with something.
I even smoke coochie on the grill if your ass need it on there. That's just what I do. I mean, that ain't something that go along with the business, but if you need it,
man.
I smoke it.
I think you must be related or something. I don't know what it is.
We don't know what was happening on the motherfucking Mayflowers.
Can you come back every podcast?
Yeah,
come back.
In our world, pussy, coochie, vagina, all that shit mean the same.
It's all the same to me.
Goddamn dude, fuck.
I don't give a shit if your coochie hanging off the side of your face as long as you ain't no fucking man. That's what real motherfuckers do. I'm sorry, Sam.
No, you ain't taking the shit away from me.
I mean, you know.
This is the best podcast I've ever done with you, Sam, ever.
But I understand what cuz
I'm just going off the topic.
I understand where you coming from.
I will respect your opinion and ideas. I will respect that.
My opinion on it, at the end of the day, I done had a lot of vagina. Yeah. I done had a lot of cunt.
I don't know.
I done had a lot of snatch. Because when you have a lot of it, you can tell the difference.
Okay, so it's just a difference in feel.
Oh, it's not just
a difference. We are not talking about the difference between pussy and vagina. We are talking about the difference between the words.
It's a lot of difference.
I'm not trying to get my. All right,
wait. I got this.
I didn't have a lot.
Chick walked down the street and you walked out the door and she said, "Nigga, come hit this goddamn cunt."
Oh, wait. I got this.
No. Me.
I got this. Hold on, that's directed to me.
Hold on, Sam.
No, we good. We good.
Hold on, Sam.
I guess I'm eating the cunt for him.
No. No. No.
What?
No.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Hey, Milk.
Milk.
Hold on, wait.
Can you come back next week? Can you come back next week?
Wait, Sam.
My man.
Answer that.
For one.
Okay.
I want to hear this shit.
You use the word cunt.
What's wrong with cunt?
For one, if a woman, if a one month, come to me, okay. Talking about come hit that cunt. First of all, you disrespecting yourself.
They disrespect themselves every time I call them bitches.
Matter of perspective.
Exactly.
So let him finish.
You got that much respect for a woman.
Dominic, you got one waiting on you if you're ready.
He obviously do.
I don't got respect for shit.
Home. Matter of perspective.
Alright, hold on, wait. I want my man to go.
After what you just said, you have to have respect for people because they gotta have respect for you for catering.
For catering?
Yeah.
Nigga, I serve food.
No. Let him go.
I get that.
I get what he's saying, but let him go.
I get that. It don't matter. I don't disagree.
Just let him go. Supply and demand. Lean into it.
Guess what? Just because I supply to you don't mean I got to respect you.
Oh, hell. That's true.
I don't respect that motherfucker I supply to. Guess what I that's respect?
I'm
true.
Okay with this.
I respect them green dead presidents that right. Forking
over. So if a bitch come to me talking about, let me give you this cunt. Okay. Prime example, when we went to the casino.
Exactly.
This bitch was sitting next to us trying to give us the cunt.
The coochie, the crack, the pussy, the vagina.
And the reason why we use cunt, because she literally sat there and told us, I only fuck with white men.
And then you want to show us all your niggas.
Oh, nigga, I'm black. Why you looking at me?
Wait, I'm just saying.
Oh. DK, you on the same shit that I was thinking. I was mesmerized.
I'm just fucking with
like,
you.
Bitch,
I thought that was funny.
Get the fuck on.
Hold on, wait.
But the point,
I want my man to go.
The point of it is, I know you done had a lot of pussy, vagina.
Hey, he keep putting that out there, ladies.
Snatch.
Let me tell you something.
Hey, no. Our family get down, dog. On some real shit.
To this motherfucker, I done had a lot, but I done had enough.
This show ain't over yet.
We had 2 hours. Shit, I ain't doing shit for like all of September.
It's all accepted.
Part two.
At the end, I got no problem cutting this shit apart. It's never gonna be an understanding of why I think like I think.
No, but at the end of the day.
Hold on, I got it. No, wait.
I want to go. At the end of the day, the reason why I say what I think is because I know y'all going to respect what I think.
I will respect that. You're damn right about that.
I will respect that. Motherfucker can say what they want to say because they know we're going to respect it.
Nah, it's true. Because it almost sounds like that all this argument is for nothing. But I tell you right now, Samson Nation, Ike is damn right.
Yeah.
At the end of the day,
it's not argument.
When I go home, he already know I'm going to respect. You know, that nigga Rambo, you know what?
I may not agree with it, but I'm still with him.
I'm going to respect him. Yeah. And you know what? The good part about it is, Sam, it's not because I like him. I respect him because he's a man, a grown man. I just respect it.
Now, there it is right here on Sound Show Nation, man. We don't respect nothing but man talk.
Come on, let's down.
I mean, I don't mean to be putting Sam Show out there, but we respect man talk.
I'm trying.
There
it is.
We sitting here up top. Right, we sitting here toasting.
What type of timing is this?
We sitting here toasting.
Wait.
What I was saying is at the end of the day.
I want him to go.
At the end of the day.
He went well, very well.
I know. Like, distant from us four right here.
Right.
Well, 5 and 6, because the baby and the
I get
my
it.
Son's and the wife right here.
My wife,
you know, let him go. Everybody, let him go. Let him go.
She got on mic.
May count.
She count because she
got
on mic.
I said she did, but my sons don't.
I mean, they count.
Fair enough.
We count.
You know why they count? My son asleep, and when they wake up, they're going to want a cookie. I promise you, they don't count.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
BK. Hey, BK.
You're not wrong. I want my man to go.
BK.
Go ahead.
When I wake up, I want some cookie, too.
Goddamn right. The reason why I say they count because they come.
What you doing next week? What you doing that? What are you doing next week?
Hey, waking up to some cookie ain't a bad motherfucking thing, baby.
Go ahead. No, all right, sorry. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead, babe.
Hey, Jesus. That's just real out here. I'm at Real Sports Talk, Sam Show Podcast, and I'm accept all vagina, all coochie.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Is this
prostitution?
That's his slogan.
Is this prostitution?
That's his slogan.
Hey, I will sell meat at your house butt naked if that's what you want, baby.
Nigga said I sell meat at your house.
A slab of ribs on this slab with the secret sauce, baby.
Look. I heard that nigga say I would sell meat at your house.
Butt naked.
Butt naked if I got to. Hey, respectfully. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. You know,
I just get off track.
We are coming.
First of all, the Sister Soldier, what I'm about to say, it's no disrespect or nothing like that. But because you're the only woman out here. But when it comes down to the pussy and vagina scenario, first and foremost, let me get all this out. First and foremost. When you say you done had some good vagina, and then you say you had a good pussy, niggas, naturally, because there's four of us here, us four here, naturally, we gonna take it to the next level. Okay? Because we gonna know, like, okay, pussy was better than vagina. Because how you putting it?
You also going to use different terms when you're around different people.
Wait. Excuse me. I got to interject right here.
That's fine.
I got to interject right here.
Yeah, please.
Ike, respectfully, when you say that, I'm going to respect you.
Absolutely.
On the plane of that's how you view pussy and vagina. Do not say all brothers view it like that.
Right. Okay. That's correct. That's correct.
Some brothers.
You know how I feel about you.
That's
correct. I love you.
Yeah,
you know I do.
Oh, yeah.
I've been pouring your drink now. That's like the third shot I've poured you.
Yeah.
Some brothers don't even know the word vagina. You know.
But at the same time, you cannot say all brothers feel that way. Go ahead, poor man.
Yeah, you're right.
But by all means.
Because we keep splitting. I want my man to.
No. I had to interject right there.
You're not wrong. That's not the truest fact.
Go ahead and pour all that in there.
You're not wrong. That's not the truest fact.
The truest fact is. Pour the rest in his cup then.
Oops, Sam needs some.
And then after you say what you say, and then my wife says what she's going to say, then we all going to take a shot and smoke a cigarette, and then I'm going
to. See, this.
All right. Go ahead, man.
But the truth of the matter is, it's not so much. That what you just said is what all brothers believe, because I'm gonna be completely honest with you, and I do not mean this in an arrogant or sarcastic.
You can only speak for yourself. You can only talk for yourself.
But what I'm saying is that I have never met a brother
that used the word vagina.
That's it. No, not just vagina. Okay. That's it. Absolutely. Vagina, snatch, pussy, coochie, you name it. If a hoe say a nigga. I'm going to throw you this
ass.
Pussy. I'm going to throw you this ass. I'm going to throw you this coochie. I'm going to throw you this snatch. Right. I'm going to throw you this pussy. And then,
hold on.
Don't let the girl have a fat ass. Don't. Wait, hold on.
You had your turn.
I'm letting them go.
Nicki Minaj walked down here and say, "Hey, nigga, you want this cock? Nicki Minaj walked out here.
She might be delivering cock.
All right, there.
Nicki Minaj, what's that white woman that Ice-T married?
Coco.
Walked down the street and say, "Hey, nigga, you want this ass? And not now, nigga."
That's not the discussion, though.
No, wait.
Yeah, it is.
I promise you, it is.
You made it
not
that way.
Not now, nigga, say, "I don't want it.
I don't want that ass."
The truth of the matter is,
I want that coochie.
However you phrase it, whether it be
coochie,
snatch, pussy, coochie, ass,
beaver,
cock, dick, or
what?
Penis,
beaver, whoa, snatch.
Whoa, hold on.
However, don't act like women don't talk like we talk.
Absolutely.
When women go out here, they say they out here looking for cops.
That is the best save I've ever seen in my life.
Either way. Because he said, I was getting confused for a second.
That is the best save I've ever seen in my life.
At the same time, either way, whatever woman is
ready, for lack of a better term.
Better word than that.
Ready?
Imaginable. Okay. To a man.
Fair enough.
Or imaginable to a woman.
I'll let that go.
Vice versa, if they said either thing, who would not jump at it? At the same time, that's not the question. The question is, what's the difference? What's the difference between the several, the word, or two? With the word.
There's no difference.
None. Cock and dick mean the same thing.
Pussy, snatch, coochie, beaver.
Oh wait,
all that shit.
I hate your soul because
my thing when niggas kill me when they say they hit the ass.
You're not putting your dick in a bitch ass.
I'll let you fucking on the ass lips.
Oh wait.
Pussy and snatch is totally different thing.
That
should be questioned.
Pussy, snatch, and beaver are the same thing.
No, it's not because snatch pull back with you when you pull out.
Snatch pull.
All right.
Hey, Sam, very respectfully, everybody, listen to me now.
Okay. Everybody.
Hold on.
Let's end this and get back to the get on up or whatever we're going
to
do.
There is no way in hell we get back to
this. Let her go. It is his. Personal preference and his perspective. It don't matter how many times y'all talk or say the same thing or keep repeating yourself. That is the way he look at it. That is the way he's going to look at it. So it's no point of keep going back and forth with it because y'all going to keep repeating yourself.
But that's what makes good show.
It makes good conversation.
This is one of the best.
This is what we do.
In all seriousness.
Because this is what we
do. Next week's show is gonna be hot as hell.
Okay, because hold on.
Get the white lady here, because I'm gonna have my girl here.
Because you can't tell me when women talk and six women around and they say they all that have some good dick. We got to justify what makes your dick gooder than the dick I done got.
Hold on, I know how women talk too.
It's a difference, but if they talk.
All right. We know how they talk, but they thinking we can never be on. We know how they talk, but they thinking.
All women say that they had good dick.
That's fucked up. No, wait.
That's our problem. We don't allow ourselves to think like they think.
I understand what you're saying. Wait, 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 wait.
I don't need each and every one of you niggas to lie.
He went lick.
I know at the end of the day, all y'all bust nuts and you went on your motherfucking way.
See?
Woo!
And that's just how I classify and break shit down.
Personally,
if it was good.
How I feel,
it was good.
I speak to the
you
masses.
Ain't got to elaborate.
At the end result, your end result was the same end result.
When I got that bad pussy.
We speaking locally. That's how.
Fair enough.
Hey, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
shut up, everybody, mic. I'm shutting up, everybody, mic. I got you. I got you.
We talking me and
but we're at the 2 hour mark. We're at the 2 hour mark.
What's the difference between the way you feel when you come and the way you feel when he comes?
Hold on, wait, wait, Ike. Hey, don't answer that. Don't answer that.
It's two different things.
That is. Don't answer that. Do not answer that.
It's two different things.
Don't answer that.
It just depends, dog.
Hey, don't answer that. Just put it down. Just put it down. Just put it down. Just put it down.
Me? It's not that I don't know. I have my perspective.
Everybody feels different because we are different human beings. But he's saying...
Not once I see what he's
doing.
Judged,
I see what he's doing.
Not you once I have nut, judged. See, a different nut is a different nut.
But at the end of the day,
just like a for a female is a different nut.
But guess what? At the end of the day, cuz.
Hold on, wait. We had the 2 hour mark. I really gotta bring this shit.
I know.
That was all right. Cool. That was good show.
If anything.
Absolutely. I have to say never
this.
A bad one.
We gonna pick up this shit next week.
You gonna pick that shit up, son.
But Sam. What I will say is this.
It's just me and you, because everybody left.
I know, but I got it. We had a 2 hour mark.
Well, I'm here, so let me say what I gotta say.
Can you do it in 30 seconds?
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
At the end of the day, for all you guys that are listening and females that are listening, there are different classifications for different situations. I'm a little drunk. But at the same time, I know what the fuck I'm talking about. You know, there's good pussy and there's great pussy. There's good dick and there's great dick. You know what I'm saying? Right. Good pussy is just, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, if I'm talking to my boy and I know she down for whatever, it's like, yo, boy, you can get down. But if she got some great pussy, it's like, bro. This bitch here.
I really gotta get into this.
I know. It's like, she got some good pussy.
And also,
do what she gotta do.
I gotta say this. Look, this has been a very splendid podcast when it comes down to get on up and everything else.
A lot of shit.
If you are listening to this point, I wanna say I'm.
Thank you for one.
Because we totally fucked this movie.
I'm gonna say thank you.
I would like to say thank you, but we totally fucked up the movie.
Yeah, that's how it go with us, though.
Yeah, I know. And this is a spoiler podcast, so at this point, if you still with me, you still got to stay with me. Dude, I'm going to call it right now, SamTrillNation.com. Anything related to the podcast, you can always go to SamTrillNation.com. And we're going to call it from there. Facebook, /JustTalkingWithSam. Instagram, JustTalkingWithSam. Or you can talk to me directly at samtrillnation.com. We was talking about the movie, but it went into something else. Sorry about that. It's Life Story James Brown. And I want to say thank you guys for listening this long. We had way more than 2 hours. And thank you so much. So, as always, keep in touch with us next week. Because we are going to pick up exactly where we left off. So, samtrillnation.com. And I will see you guys next week. Peace out, y'all.